watch this.
Ripped in half. The Joker and the devil. Lowering several. I'm lowering my level.
Oh. There I am. Remember, I only started the show once, so I don't know how things work.
I swear to God, it catches me by surprise every time that fucking the record scratch comes in.
I died a little inside.
I forget not to put the headset on when that comes out. I'm like, oh shit.
I forgot we're doing the show.
Oh, is that what you guys are doing?
Yeah. I just came here for the warmth and the earmuffs.
That just came from the alcohol.
Sailor Jerry. Steve comes in for the mouthwash.
No, we can't.
It's new Sailor Jerry Listerine. Keep your mouth nice and fresh.
Welcome to Perhaps. I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Eric. A.K.A. Eric.
A.K.A. Eric, also known as Eric. Spelled with a K.
My alias is also Eric.
Yeah. Today's show is brought to you by Sailor Jerry.
I like how you're talking like it's a like an NPR.
Hey, we had an idea for a show like that one time.
Really?
Where we just talk in that smooth, like, mellow voice. Like, we talk to the, like, remember the guy who did the painting?
Yeah, the dude with the afro.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy with the paint with his penis.
I'm going to put a happy little tree right here.
Yeah, I pitched an idea, we did that show.
In the corner, we're going to have a happy cloud, a little hidden happy cloud. But this cloud's just going to be between you and
there
me,
you
so
go.
Don't
that's
you tell
nice.
Me.
That's really good. Because
if you do, I will break into your house and I will rape your mother and I will
and
kill you, motherfucker.
And then the guy pops up and says, no, stay back down there. It's nice.
It's nice.
This keeps me in my happy place.
Yeah, I pitched an idea. We tried that one time. We got like 5 minutes into it. It could even complete because we can stay in that
some
character
lucky
the
little
whole time.
Something lucky little boy. Because we had
like, hey, how you doing? How you doing today? I'm doing good. It's like, all right, welcome to Rip and Half. It's like, we just couldn't do it. We couldn't maintain that the entire time.
Oh, hell no.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, we thought it'd be funny at the time, no matter how bad it would be. If we can maintain it the entire time, be worth it.
Yeah, I just got to thinking. I'm wondering if the character for Bruce from Family Guy is somewhat based off of them. The painter dude. Because I could just like picture him while he's sitting there painting his happy little tree. He just does a little brief smudge and he just drops his paintbrush. And goes, oh, no. No,
who's
okay.
Bruce?
Bruce is the gay one on Family Guy.
No, usually the bumblebee. And
the gay one?
Yeah.
They haven't seen Family Guy in fucking forever.
The one who's always
sitting
there.
Asking?
Oh, no. Oh, that's nice.
Stupid.
Oh, okay. I know that guy. I know who you're talking about.
Well, that's
to describe it to me. Put you on blast.
Like, do you really know?
I'm just pretending. I'm waiting for something.
Why don't you draw a picture
at
this moment?
I don't believe Wedge knows who it is.
It's a dude who is like, he has the like
if he was
mustache.
A mouse, he would.
And he was like in charge of the PTA or something weird like that. I don't remember.
You know, that's
vague. One of the roles he's done.
Yeah, so you're kind of right. That vague answer, you're actually
he
right.
He just threw a mustache. It's like, I'm going to take a long shot on this one.
A gay guy named
with
Bruce.
A mustache.
He has a mustache, right?
Oh, yeah, Cleveland.
Yeah. He's black.
Oh, that's nasty.
I was like, considering most of the characters on that show have mustaches.
If you don't have a mustache, remember
no,
that?
Aside from
and all
Peter
of you listening,
Quagmire,
Steve would love a mustache,
most of the
right?
people on that show
but
have
Brian
mustaches.
Doesn't count. Brian doesn't count for a mustache.
No, but Lois's dad.
Lois's daughter, Meg.
Well, she was Ron.
It's Lois's daughter.
Yeah. Lois's dad, Dr. Hartman, the judge.
Lois's dad and Dr. Hartman are the same voice.
I know. I know that. I like the episode where they're talking to each other.
You sound just like me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't notice it.
I don't hear it.
I don't see it.
You're right.
Yeah,
yeah
a lot of the
so
characters
the
they have
up.
On that show have mustaches.
Well, okay. I'll take a census of next time I watch, I'll take a census on that.
Fucking the news.
How many
guy.
Mustaches are on the show?
Yeah.
This week on Family Guy, someone with a mustache dies. Who will it be? They name about 30 people.
I bet he doesn't have a mustache.
No, it's Ned Flanders' wife. That's a weird part.
Wait, Miss Krabappel?
They got
married.
Did they really?
Yeah.
They've been married.
Oh, yeah, it was
I haven't watched anything apparently in the longest time. The only show that I watched lately is Futurama on Netflix.
Love Futurama.
It was a secret marriage between the two of them. Ned gets injured, so she goes to get in the ambulance, and the paramedics tell her, you know, only family allowed to come, and Ned speaks up. He's like, it's okay. She's my wife. And, like, everybody in Springfield flips out. They're like, wait, what?
People are probably doing that right now. Spoiler alert, man. What the fuck?
Thanks a lot.
This was 2 weeks ago. He doesn't even watch the show.
That was 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
You ruined Simpsons forever.
No, he ruined, he ruined a lot of things for me. So, welcome to the party.
Spoiler alert, Steve's right there.
Jason hates King of the Hill. You guys agree with that?
King of the Hill's good.
It's a retarded
show. Jason hates that show.
It's a stupid show.
No, once you get the characters, it makes it fun.
I don't even listen to him because he hates Squidbillies, too.
It's not funny.
So.
I don't know what the hell Squidbillies is.
Well, it's an amazing show.
Redneck. It's an LK show. It's on par with fucking King of the Hill.
No. Both shows I won't watch. King of the Hill, you don't hate it.
He says a guy that doesn't know how to laugh. Just never learned to laugh. He's like a lesbian. He doesn't know humor.
So I should be, but I should be like fucking identify with Squidbillies with the fucking plaid shirts and the redneck fucking look.
Yeah.
Nah, still can't.
Probably.
Still can't.
No.
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 I don't think it's fucking funny.
You know, actually, for being a redneck show, there is a surprisingly lacking in the plaid shirt department in that show.
They don't wear shirts.
Yeah, Chuck. No, I'm talking about all the characters.
How many human characters we should reformat the show. In that show?
Quite a bit.
What the hell is Squidbillies? anyone who doesn't know what
there
it is,
only was a place we can go to.
They're land-dwelling redneck squids.
There's hillbilly squids. Squidbillies. Ah, clever, huh? Check that out.
That sounds fucking retarded.
Exactly, it is. It's a stupid show.
Sometimes it's a wedge, but we still fucking on the show.
I wouldn't watch that show either.
No one gets that title, but they still give it a shot.
Sounds like a canceled show on Fox.
I think they actually mentioned that in the first episode when Family Guy came back to Fox.
Yeah. That, when they listed all the canceled shows. show that I think that could come back now is the 80s show.
You think so?
Why? I think enough time has passed that the 80s show could work.
I liked it. A spike hair girl was hot.
Oh, she was really hot.
Yeah. She was hot.
It just, like, they're just trying to make money off
the
70s
show. I wish I could remember their name. That's how good of a show it was.
And it was like, they already had the 70s show. Why fucking watch it? But now I think enough time has passed now.
Skip with the time.
The 80s show would work.
Personally, I think the only way that would work is if you had the same character.
Oh, no.
Much more older.
I think the
punk chick from that 80s show was the Janie from not another teen movie. That was the same girl.
Really?
Name doesn't sound familiar to me because I fucking hate that movie.
Was that really her?
That was her, yeah.
Oh. She looked better as a punk girl.
I know. I'm going to try to pull up her picture.
That was a terrible movie.
That movie's funny.
I hate that movie.
I like that movie.
I did not like it.
I don't
you
like
don't
those
like
parody
anything.
Fucking stupid movies, though.
You don't like
I like some
either.
Parodies, but that one was terrible. I think the only thing funny in that whole movie was when they had Molly Ringwald on there.
She's on Grey's Anatomy.
Telling the chick, you know, the outcome and all that.
It's for all of you out there. Missing all this, Jerry.
I'm nearsighted. I can't see. I don't care.
That's what I have to say. He's retarded.
That's not nice.
All nearsighted people are retarded.
Says the man wearing glasses.
That's right. I'm not retarded right now when I wear these.
moment they come off, it's
hey, okay. Oh, my God. Look at that right there.
Just kind of anorexic right there. I don't know.
You don't like anorexia? Anorexia
oh, man.
Sexy
that's not me. Sexy at all.
Oh, that's sexy as
fuck. I
kind
of like it.
I like that.
From what I can see.
I think her name Photoshop. Is Chyler. What was it? Chyler Way?
Steve would like Chyler to squash Way? Sex there right there.
I think from the arm part down, I think it's Photoshop.
Yeah, that looks really fucking thin.
She has some big arms on her compared to...
She looks scared, like, why can't I eat?
Look at the size of her wrist.
Hey, don't knock anorexia. These chicks are hot.
She's holding her stomach. Oh, I just had a burger.
Oh, yeah, and they throw up. Their teeth falling out, hair falling out, but tell you what, they look great.
Exactly.
Oh, but that body.
Oh, my God. It's like, what's
pictures
her name?
Of her wearing a diaper?
No, it's like when you hear the chicks in the bathroom gagging themselves, I just gag an instant boner. It's like, oh, yeah, purge that shit.
That's
purge
especially when they gag themselves with food.
Yeah. I was thinking better. Cock, but okay.
Well, that's horrible. I don't
my cock,
watch
you guys, you gagged yourself with my cock. It's like, oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, but I don't want to get thrown up on my cock, though.
Yeah, you get Taco Bell.
No, that's a compliment. That's what that is. That's a compliment.
You don't talk about
when she throws up on your cock, it's like, that's a compliment.
I'm going to see her eat it afterward. Just make her sick.
Go to the top row. What's that one of?
With the blurred
nip? You're a pervert.
Well, Jason's looking at porn right
She's
now.
She's 12 right there.
She better be 12. It's not sexy then.
It's not her.
Yeah, of course it's not her. I always like those things, that celebrity Photoshop.
It's all true.
Oh, well, where it's some chick getting fucked and it's a celebrity's face on the body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
Emma Watson.
Yeah, they have a lot of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are you guys talking about today? Because I don't know.
Oh, no idea.
Apparently nip slips and Photoshops and cuts.
Well, let's see. After we left the show last time, we went to the bar, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, I like that picture. No, all right, let's take this shit down. Saver. It's distracting.
I can't.
Well, you can just put it on your monitor, right?
I will.
We can't see you. You can't see you.
Put that on your,
so many
put that for your desktop.
Hide your lotion.
I'll show you.
Don't hide
I'll
that
be
one.
Right back.
1 minute later.
No. Wow, I want to see what you look like with a... Yeah, here she is.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, from that 80s show.
That's a bad hairdo.
The what?
It was awesome. The 80s, man. It was the 80s, man.
It was
the time.
Liberty Spikes.
That's not true.
What do you know about the 80s? True Liberty Spikes are single spikes. That's what Liberty Spikes are.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just on the front part of your head like that. They're all over.
No. That's the they're liberty, all over for Liberty Spikes.
Liberty Spikes.
Yeah. I think you're thinking Chaos Spikes.
No.
I think you're thinking about fucking Elmer glue spikes.
No, he's like, I'm right.
No, everyone else probably, they probably used Elmer glue.
That's how you answer that.
That's
right
what
now.
Every punker used, Elmer glue.
When I was in high school, I was like, I was a punk, and I used to put like Elmer glue in my
hair. Yeah, you were a punk. You got punk all the time, didn't you?
Yeah, you use Elmer's glue or egg whites.
Egg whites?
Oh, yeah.
I heard people use that before.
They go to the Cooking Network to fucking, oh, that's how you separate them. I'm going to look good today.
Researching Bobby Flay. How to separate egg whites.
They have fucking apron when they do the hair and shit.
But they also make breakfast.
They throw flour in there just for a little extra.
Today we are going to do Liberty Spikes.
Anyways,
first
what were you
it
talking
requires
about?
Three eggs.
Well, you want to talk about when we went to see Jim Jeffries?
No, you said when
Who
we left.
Jim
we
Jeffers?
Said when we did the show last week, we went to the bar. Where are you going with that?
Yeah. Oh, when I go to the bar? Oh,
we're talking about when you fact that you seen your little ex-lover there?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Look at this.
I try to stop it because, like, oh,
look
that's
that
why I'm going.
Shit-eating grin on his face right now.
Yeah,
it's just embarrassing.
Well,
really.
Okay.
How's it embarrassing?
We left here and we went to the bar. Me and Steve were still outside. We were smoking. We were talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And I walked in the bar. Jason and I walked towards back to the pool tables, and all I see is Jason fucking cornered by this girl. Fucking, like, seriously, she had him, like, pushed to the wall. Cornered. And I look, I'm like, well, that's unusual to see Jason with a girl. Actually, I'm attraction is Jason.
He's got tears streaming down his face. You hear him whispering,
oh, man.
Happy
and then, like,
place?
And I just
have.
He was just like, he was pretty fucking drunk. And I'll go try to find Steve. I'm like, hey, Steve, look it. There's a girl touching Jason.
It's very
then
rare.
You hear like the voiceover of Morgan
and then,
Freeman
and then,
talking
so, like,
about the sisters.
You know, I'm just looking. Yeah. I'm just looking at him. Steve walks over. He's like, "Really?" Steve walks over. He's like, "Oh, that's Frankie." I'm like, "Who the fuck's Frankie?" The old reference. I don't fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
And then Steve's like, "Oh, you'll find out this and that." And then fucking Jason's over there fucking. I don't feel like you were scared or excited or what.
That's
but you were doing the right thing, and your tongue was still in your mouth.
Is this chick hot or is she ugly?
She's not ugly.
She's not ugly.
She's in between.
She's in between.
She has her
older.
Moments.
Older. You showed me old pictures of her. Oh, she was cute.
Yeah, old pictures. She's a real cutie.
Yeah, she has her moments. Her moments where it's like, damn. Other times it's a little.
What are you saying? Her like, moments are gone.
No.
She's got a couple years left.
Yeah.
No, but other than that,
if she plays her cards right.
I think the best part of the night is when Jason was actually fucking dancing.
I don't remember that.
I missed that.
You blacked out?
No, I didn't black out. I remember everything that happened except that.
Dude, he was him and her were by the fucking door next to the.
We're trying to get her out
next to the game machines. She's all rubbing on Jason though, like this, dancing with her shit. And
oh, stuff. Wait, I do remember that. Yeah,
I tapped one of the bartenders like, Dave, look at Jason fucking dancing over there. He's all.
Well, the way he's dancing, you expect music. Like, it's not unusual to be loved.
Carlton dancing.
Oh, Carlton dancing.
And Jason, all right, you got to know this guy. This guy doesn't fucking dance, doesn't He just moves. He just does whatever the fuck he usually does. He's a routine guy.
Mm-hmm. I used to dance.
And dancing's not part of the routine.
Him, that was different.
No, I've seen him dance at other times at the bar. The dance is always the same.
Yeah.
He's just got that, he's got that one thing, and that's it.
He's all wiggling his fingers.
He repels the women.
One finger in the air, and another finger snapping.
Oh, okay. That was great. Oh, yeah, but the sad part of the story is Jason takes his bitch home. We can't find Jason anywhere.
Okay, let me pick up from there.
Okay.
Right? Okay. We get out the fucking door.
There's a side story to his story, so.
Yeah. We'll probably start from there. We get out the door.
Where's
she's
the
still on me.
One and a half to shit.
And her sister is there, and her friend is there, and it's just like, she's fucked up. And she's like, I can drive. And she fucking, like, hugs me again and fucking leaves. And she goes to her car, and she's like, you ready? I'm like, I'm good. And the sister's coming to me, telling her about how fucked up she is. And she gets in her car, and all of a sudden the horn starts blaring off. And we're like, what the fuck? It's like, go see what's up there. And I go walking there. Her head's on the steering wheel. And the horn just blaring over.
Like that bitch is like sucking on the fucking steering wheel right now.
That's so how I was a like, light bulb appears above Jason's
head. So I was like, fucking, aha. I open the car door.
Replace the steering wheel. Replace the steering wheel with his penis.
I couldn't make the honking sound right there.
No. This car all suddenly stick shift for a second.
He just drops her head and is laughing, and she goes,
put my horn app on and shit. No, but then, like, okay, I said, scoot over, let me drive. She doesn't even know who this is, probably, who actually opened the door and said that. Probably at that point, really.
So like, you look better than last.
That was pretty easy,
like, you look a lot better than the last guy I was dancing with earlier.
There's this car.
Oh, shit. I know some dude was going to talk over that.
That was a ghost.
So I scoot over.
So you're saying at this moment, any guy could have gotten in with her and got...
Anyone could have walked in and just scoot over.
Except
anybody with it,
for
any
Jason.
Probably could have got in with her, but...
And at this point...
No, he walks up and he's just basically this.
But at this point...
was my honky. That's what she knew. I was fucking...
At this point, we didn't know where Jason... Me and Steve didn't know where Jason was. So we were like looking around. I looked outside. Like, fuck, man. His car's here, but he's not here. So we thought he was getting himself some. So we were sending text messages. I sent text messages and, you know, you better get it in or something like that. And
I just supposed to get some.
We don't get a text back. So we assume that he's fucking her. We're like, all right, good job, Jason. You know.
No, it's about time you can lose your virginity.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that lotion just can't do the whole work.
This is... Half hour later, he comes strolling in, and he refuses to really tell us what happened. What happened?
Okay, after I scootered over, I was like, all right, I'm driving home. She's like, all right. And then she does that clench, like her hand clench, like, you know, when you're about to throw up.
Like, okay. Just like, it's when you clench your breast, just make it even.
Yeah, a little less uncomfortable. My reaction was, and it's like, throw up, or you're gonna regret it later. So she fucking opens the door up.
Which is
fucking
the perfect time
the door. Still in the parking lot.
To help her throw up, right, Carlos?
Wait, I'm sorry?
This is the time to be a good friend to help her throw up. You put your cock in her mouth
and gag her.
Just to help gag her and just help her throw up.
No. Well, the best way to push it all out is put your cock in her ass and then hold her hair back.
Push what out? You're trying to make her shit vomit. Or throw up.
It's come out both ends.
You know, she might be on the edge of a shit, and you don't want any surprises when you pull out. She could have been constipated all that week. You don't know the details. She's drunk.
What's the deets?
So 411, buddy.
That was one of the details. She was constipated all week. She's trying to drink to get it all out.
She knew some guy was going to stick his dick in her shit. Ass. So.
You know what got her constipated? Listening to the wedge all day. That wedge will get you. The cheese.
So after she threw up, then I took her home. And then I jerked off.
Thinking about it. He took her underwear. That's between the story. He took her underwear.
No, she was
wearing.
That.
She was actually.
We carry her out of her car because her sister,
her
fucking
shitty underwear.
Her sister and her friend are following.
Was she wearing a dress?
She lived, huh?
Was she wearing? Was
no,
she wearing,
she's wearing pants.
And oh, you could have slipped. You could have slipped off.
Normally she wears dresses.
She's not
going to
remember.
You didn't cap a fill or nothing.
And take her to the fucking bed.
You didn't cap a fill or nothing.
As soon as she saw her bed, she ran to her bed. I went over. Slapped her on the ass, and that's true, because her sister gave me a fucking nasty look.
So did you smell your hand afterwards?
Yeah.
Smell like shit?
Since you did go out both ends?
She a dirty girl?
So, unfortunately, no. So you slapped her ass, sister gave you a dirty look.
Did she call you uncle?
And they gave me her fucking ride back home, and then I fucking saw your ass text as I'm fucking driving back home.
Did she slap her ass
now,
and you called
me,
her Sally?
You told me when I asked you about that, she attempted to give you a hand job, but it was disappointing.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you
well,
did.
Isn't the wrong with a dry hand job, Jason? A little
I probably
spit
with you, but
shining right up.
I was at least.
So basically, Jason failed in this story, yeah. And we're all ashamed, and he's a big fucking pussy.
Yeah, and someone else is like, it sounds like I'm some kind of hero because I was fucking getting all these texts from you guys.
You sound like a fucking asshole.
You know, if there's any listener out there who wants to help Jason redeem himself, just send us an email.
Yeah, look at this guy.
RippingThatPodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, you can call in right now, 999-666-4221.
Size does not matter to this guy. That pleases the hell out of you.
Just hopefully size doesn't matter to her.
As long as you feel the same way.
If you're a single mom looking for a nice guy, here's one to pick up, lady.
He's like, yeah, watch my kids while I go fuck.
He doesn't mind the kids in the crib sleeping in the same room. It's all the same. He'll babysit while you guys have a good time at the same time.
As long as you have cable.
He prefers to bang in the bathroom.
Prefers to get banged in the back room.
Dun, dun, dun.
Zing. That's for all you guy and girl viewers out there. Get Jason late.
That was my
he
lane.
He needs it bad. Hey, Doug.
That content sounds kind of gay.
And then the next day happens. And okay, this thing is, by the end of this night, we're all fucking fucked up. Me and Jason are fucking wasted, man. I was getting free drinks all that night. At about two, after we left here, we went through a bottle of Sarah Jerry, went through some beer. After there, we had a couple beers. I had two fucking tall Sarah Jerry's. Had three shots. I'm fucking fucked up. Jason's fucked up. This is the same weekend of the fucking the cancer walk
we talked about last week.
So okay, so the bar's closing. We leave. We get more beer.
No, we meet. Did we meet you at the Bell? Didn't we?
Oh, did we meet? Did we meet you?
Yeah, I was there.
We met you at the Bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met you at the Bell. We drank more at the Bell. And then we talked to you, Hannah, Carlos. I played a few games of pool. And then after we left you, we went to Steve's house and drank some more.
Well,
we were drinking there.
Then we got food.
And then we got food. No, no. You fucking stormed out in a hissy fit and went to the cancer walk and hung out with Jim.
No, I got food. Oh, then I got food.
Oh, then you got food after you left.
I ate food. Then went to the cancer and say, I don't want to go to bed. And like, who's awake? I know who's awake right now. So I went to the cancer walk.
The cancer walk, people.
So yeah. I started walking around, looking around for anybody I know. And then I walked around about 20 minutes, and then Jim woke up, and then I started walking with Jim for a while.
Wait, and Jim was asleep there?
Yeah, they have like a camper or something. Oh, okay. That's where they're there, our friend Jim. And so I was walking with him, and I was telling him about how I was going to go see Jim Jefferies that same day, and I was playing his comedy, and his comedy is fucking really raunchy and shit. And so I'm playing it just to fucking kill time with him. And it's so fucking bad. Anyone who walked by, people are walking by. It's like, what are you listening to? Oh, some comedy thing. And it's like, oh, that's funny. And they start listening. As they're listening, it's so fucking bad. People just start diverting away from us. either start slowing down or speeding up. Because it was so fucking like.
Especially if you're a woman.
Yeah, if you're a woman. Like, yeah, that was who's visually with us, a couple of women.
This just proves how much Jason's bad with women, even more.
Yeah, see,
those are my heroes.
This is where he gets his female facts. Uh-huh.
Right? He thinks all women are cunts and big holes. And containers that you just shoot your load into.
And that was the shit that was saying. That was fucking funny, dude.
But no, anyways, so apparently, Jason, what happened after you walked around with Jim for 2 hours?
I ran a bunch of errands and I had to go to a fucking birthday party.
So basically, you're running off with no sleep right now at this point.
No.
Still drunk pretty much all the while.
I sobered up. I took a shower and sobered up.
It was 7 minutes and
okay.
Over me.
So you go to this party.
And they have beers there. This is like, the party started there was like 10 in the morning still.
You went on a fucking bender.
That was fine.
That sounds like a bender, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. Do this all the time.
That's a Tuesday for him.
Yeah. So from there, I went to had the party.
That stands for Dick Sucking Latino.
Ate once there, kept drinking beers, then that ended. And then I went to the bar to get something to eat again.
Because
I didn't take enough, I didn't eat enough food at that party, and I didn't take anything with me. So I was like, I got to get something to eat before I go to Ontario. And then I got
food.
Then
he went to the
beer.
Bar, and of course, who's at the bar on a Sunday morning? Good old Eric.
You're a resident rapist.
Good old Eric just sitting there having a beer, playing some darts. Why? Because I don't have to pay for it.
My answer would have been, you have no life.
I figure it's because all the little kids were in school at the time.
Sunday?
It was a Sunday.
Sunday school
kids, yeah. Not away for those kids, you know.
He wanted to teach a class, but he couldn't.
Those are the special ones.
You know how long church is on Sunday?
Those are the ones that have a place in my heart.
So that's when I ran into you.
So he ran into me, and I'm like, Jason, what the fuck are you doing? You look drunk. He's all talking to me. You can tell he's fucking drunk still. No sleep and drinking. He's like,
the fact that I'm talking to you is probably why.
Yeah, probably. And I asked him, so what are you doing today? I'm going to see a comedy show. He's like, you got 20 bucks? I'm like, yeah, I got 20 bucks. So go fucking go. So, all right. We're going to see a comedy show. But we were at the bar drinking for until the comedy show.
Yeah, like about an hour before it started.
Yeah. No, it was probably about 2 hours before it started. So we're at the fucking... He's already drunk. We're at the bar drinking more before we go to the show. So he gets even more drunk. And I'm talking to him like, man, are you going to be okay to drive? He's like, yeah, I'm going to be fine to drive.
I was wondering that because I've been in the car with him and he has been like fucking hammered and drove. And it was a little scary. And you had to go with him like that all the way to Ontario.
Oh, dude. But it was fine. It was funny because the whole way to Ontario, we're just listening to the guy that we're going to go see all the way to Ontario. And then,
pull that up. Pull up Jim Jefferies.
This guy's hilarious.
Jim Jefferies, take me home.
So we finally get to the show. We finally get there. We got our tickets online. Jason printed out his ticket, which was worth the shit, because the lady's like, oh, no, we got to print you another ticket. So he's all pissed off about that. He's like, what the fuck did I print my ticket for then? Look at his throws it. And
then we had to eat.
And then we had to eat. So we're on Ontario Mills. Ontario Mills has a food court. It's a mall.
It's under construction.
So we walk in, and we're like, oh, we're going to eat. And we look around, and we're like, oh.
The only thing they had
was Panda Express, and we have Chipotle. We have Subway for burritos, or we have the shittiest Chinese food you can eat. So, of course, we choose the shitty Chinese food we can eat.
And I bit my lip. Couldn't
finish. He fucking bites his lip, can't finish his food. I'm eating. I'm like, hey, the show starts supposed to start at 7. I'm like, 7 fucking o'clock. Just, oh, shit, really? So I make him, he has to throw away the rest of his food. I'm done. He throws away his food and water.
You inhaled your fucking food like you're in front of Steve and shit.
Like he's eyeballing
you pulled
it.
A Steve right there. Like just inhaled all the fucking food.
I don't eat that fast because Steve's eyeballing me half the time.
No, see, normally he eats that fast. Just when I'm around, he likes to take it slow to try and torture me.
You're done with yours.
If I was around you, I'd eat fast.
I have.
If I was around you, I'd eat fast in case you get all retard strong. It's like, give me that.
Anyways, we're done eating our food. We go to the show. We get into the show. We're like sitting like fucking practically fucking balls in hand with each other, man. They squish you with every person next to each other. Jason goes in the booth first. He's a smart one. There's a girl right there. He fucking sits in here. I'm sitting next to him, and I'm squashed next to another fucking guy next to me. Because they're not even chairs. They're fucking booths that we're sitting at.
Big old fit sweaty guy.
Huh?
Is he a big old fat sweaty guy?
Just looks gay, like two guys in a little private little booth with a tiny table, like a tiny circle table.
They look pretty gay.
Semi karma then, okay.
But I'm still partly away from it, so like we're there. The other
comedians are there, the ones that, you know, start the show. And then I just realized, like, you know, Jason, you could have finished your food, you know. He's just all pissed off that he made me throw away his food and shit. And so it's a 2-drink minimum. We look on the thing, you know. It was pretty cheap, you know, when he paid $30 for sucking a bucket, you know.
Oh my god, 30 bucks a bucket. We have to buy 2 drinks.
We're going to buy 2 drinks minimum, so we just decided to buy a bucket so we can get that extra beer for only like.
So you had to listen, like two.
15 bucks. So.
Two okay comedians. The second guy was actually not bad.
The second guy wasn't bad, you know.
Real quick, I find that to be kind of bullshit. Not only do you pay money to, you know, get the tickets to go see the comedian, but then you're required while you're there, you're mandatory pay extra money.
The reason for a comedian is to keep people, to entertain people while they buy drinks.
Uh huh. I guess the
two-drink minimum is more or less on the side of the club kind of pays them based on the drinks that are sold.
I get that. But
they get a percentage.
They get a percentage at the door, but most of them, you're just there to distract people while they buy drinks.
I understand that, but the point is you're still paying to see the comedian.
Well, the thing about it is...
And then you're forced to pay more money.
Well, the thing, it's smart. I mean, you can make them pay 2 drinks. They're going to keep being thirsty for the show, so they're going to buy more drinks.
Continue on,
this guy. We're in the show. You get our beer. Well, you get our beers. This guy is the most vulgar fucking guy you can ever think of.
Oh, like, the woman next to him?
He doesn't give a shit what he says. He loves the word cunt. Jason's sitting next to the girl. Every time Jim Jefferies says a joke, this girl fucking clenched. Like, yes, like it's like a part of her fucking died every time he told a fucking joke. her boyfriend sitting next to her fucking laughter. Hiding his fucking laughter because he doesn't want to get fucking his balls chewed out when he fucking leaves the show.
He's still holding out that he might get laid.
Oh, yeah. He's you know, he's all fucked up.
Yeah, secretly you know it's not going to happen.
No. This is the guy right here.
Guy play it.
Which one is he playing?
Well, it's 2 minutes long, let's play this into the break, okay?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
All
right. Sounds stupid.
I love drinking. Hate people who don't drink. Never met an interesting person in my life who didn't drink. If you don't drink, you're a boring cunt and all your stories suck. All your stories end the same way with, and then I got home. No one gives a shit that you've been promoted at work, and no one gives a fuck that your kids don't have bruises. Ever ask a non-drinker why they don't drink? Same fucking answer every time. You go, why don't you drink? And they go, I don't like the taste of it. Nobody does! No one likes the taste of it. We drink because we fucking have to. No one has ever had a shot of tequila and gone, oh, that's lovely. Next time I'll have that instead of pudding. It's so Moorish. We drink because life's shit and you got to do whatever you can to get through the fucking day. Now...
He pulls out another beer.
I honestly didn't mean to time it like that. That's like a magic trick, isn't it? I've decided I'm going to punch people in the head if they say the next sentence. I encourage you to do the same because they think they're better than you. Anyone who says a sentence, I don't need to drink or take drugs to have a good time. I'm high on life. Punch that cunt in the head till your hand breaks. Just really? Well, I'm angry on alcohol. Now drive me home. Okay.
I totally hit the wrong one right now.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
yeah, I know. Yeah, this is the one I meant to hit.
The way radio should have been. The Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste.
It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside to help de-pussify the world and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
That music means we got a one up. Welcome back to Ripped in Half.
This is a green
now
mushroom.
Now a natural and artificial flavor.
I thought we just completed the first level.
I probably did. That is the first level of the show.
Oh, okay.
We're on level two now.
Oh, level two is fucking viewers and listeners.
Yay!
Let's see if we can handle it.
Okay, I've got something for you guys.
Call number one, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, that never happened.
Can you stop talking? Yes, we can.
Picture this scenario.
No.
I'm closing my eyes. Hold on.
16 years old in high school.
I'm liking this.
16 year old or I'm 16 years old?
No, you're 16 years old.
Mm. Oh, I'm 16. Yeah. Oh. A 16 year old. No, never mind. I'm out of it.
No, you're 16 years old in high school. All-star football player. Made.
I cannot picture that at all.
Am I raped by my coach?
No.
That would be awesome.
No, you made varsity as a sophomore. I mean, you are fucking good.
Popular.
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows you're going to win a full ride scholarship to college. Afterwards, get scouted. You're going to be in the NFL. Got a great future ahead of you.
I cannot relate to any of this story.
Long story short.
Now,
but yeah,
I played football.
During this time, when you're 16, you end up meeting this chick in the hallway of school. You guys get talking and then go off to the popular makeout spot. You know, it's nothing but a makeout session. The very next day, you're arrested for rape.
I thought he was a senior in college.
No.
I've been there. No, he wasn't in college yet. He got a ride to college.
I thought he was a senior, though.
So was the rape worth it?
Uh-huh. He didn't rape her.
Oh.
This happened 10 years ago.
He's been in jail for 6 years, and they finally found him innocent for fucking rape.
Yeah, he was in jail. No, well, 5 years.
He was in jail.
No, it was 6 years.
Five.
No, what happened? 6 years. What happened?
I just seen it on the news yesterday.
So yeah, I just went over the whole thing, too. What happened?
This is for you. You can keep that.
He never did it. He was given a public defender, though, and the public defender told the kid, look, just plead no contest, you'll get 18 months, and then back to your regular life. And this kid knows nothing about the law. So he's like, you know, taking a lawyer to his work, fine. Ends up getting sentenced to 5 years. Has to serve the full term, gets out, and then for the next 5 years, registered sex offender.
It said 6 years on it.
Has to put, you know, every application puts on, has to put that down.
For yes, crime, he had an ankle bracelet or some shit.
When he first got out.
I thought it was the other 5 years.
They give rapists cock bracelets.
Can't get boners.
No, here's the thing.
Imagine.
So 10 years after all this happens.
It depends who you looked at. The bracelet would know. It depends how old they were.
Yeah, having sex with a soft dick is impossible. It doesn't happen.
No, 10 years after all this happens, you see a friend request on your Facebook from the chick who accused you of rape. Because she feels bad about what happened and, you know, wants to make things right.
Did he accept that friend request?
Well,
he did to talk to her to find out what it is she was propositioned to try and set things right.
In jail.
No. I would. If anyone was in a. No, I don't even need to accept the friend request. I'd be like, fuck off.
Well, the reason why they found him.
I know the story, too.
This bitch.
Well,
hey.
They end up meeting in an office on camera and. Eventually, it took a long time before she finally came out and admitted he never.
Well, this is after she already admitted that she lied on him on Facebook.
And
she told
my face to face.
She told him on Facebook that, hey, I lied about the rape.
Yeah,
and he talked face to face and got it recorded, didn't he?
Yeah, he got it recorded. Now, what took so long for her to finally admit on the recording that she, lied about it was because after he went to prison, the school board paid her $1.7 million.
And so she
didn't want to have to pay that money back.
But now they're actually thinking if she had to pay, that she's gonna have to pay any of them.
She has to. It's fraud.
Well, no, it's more than fraud. However, the police department.
You intimidated.
No, the police department in the area that all this occurred has stated that chances are the prosecuting attorney will not file charges against her.
They should.
Yeah.
She lied.
They stated so they
you impersonated a rape victim, and that's looked down on.
No, but the school had a pair of money, didn't they?
Yeah. So not only
that
did,
means the state.
So
that not, means we had a pair of money.
Yeah. Not only was
or
it,
not we, but like
know,
the,
but yeah,
so not only did she get paid for fraud, but there's false allegations, defamation of character. I swear, there's got to be some sort of a false imprisonment in there as well.
He should sue her.
That
for
guy can
raped
sue.
In prison.
He can sue her.
No, he could sue, but he said he's not going to.
Dude, how do you get out of prison for 6 years not knowing you're a fucking kid and you're
because you realize you're gay and you have
you're
your
living
time.
A fucked up life after that.
Well, now that he's finally been freed of all charges, the conviction reversed, no longer has to register nothing. He just wants to get back to his old life and try and recapture his football career.
Yeah, that sounds good on TV. No, he should sue her.
I know.
And no one's gonna blame him if he didn't.
No, I fully
fuck
agree.
Fuck that bitch.
Wait.
He should actually slap the bitch
say that
and rape her.
He raped her, so if he were
didn't.
To rape her, he can't try someone twice. It was a
yeah,
double
true.
Jeopardy.
He could go off and rape her now, if he wanted.
She's a liar. Remember.
But
let me rape you.
And she impersonated
No, if you say, let me rape you, that's not rape.
She's a fraud. She impersonated a rape victim.
I get that option no matter how long I wait down the line. It could be years later. You're not gonna fuck you. He said that this day.
Let's wait until she's married and has kids and like, happy.
Exactly. She's fucking like old as fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I fully agree.
Break into her fucking home and then rape her.
I just don't get how no charges are going to be brought against.
Might be a heart attack rape.
For having completely lied and had this guy in prison for nothing. I don't get how there's no charges going to be brought against her.
Well, work
there should
a man.
Be. There should be, yeah.
Yeah, but women are weaker.
No, they, I don't know. They, just,
they stated
that.
They stated that,
yeah. There's probably not going to be.
I convict you to 100 hours of prostitution.
Yeah. No, they say there's probably not going to be any charges brought against this broad. And I don't.
Because women are weaker.
No, at least some charges for lying about the rape and getting that money.
Women are cunts.
Well, okay, no, no but women your main are focus weaker. Is the whole lying and getting the
can
money.
You cross that out?
My focus is you just you had an innocent man in prison for 5 years.
No, the fact that she accepted money
April
from the
Fools.
School.
Yeah. It's not Harvey Birdman.
That's sorry. All she says.
We planted that semen in her vagina stuff.
No, there was none. That's the fucked up thing about his conviction.
He wore
there
a
was
condom.
No physical evidence whatsoever.
He's
that showed
a
rape.
Rip condom.
Nothing.
He just had a shitty attorney.
Well, he's a black guy.
Yeah,
so
no, he was.
You know,
he was completely.
The magnum.
No, he was completely steamrolled not only by his public defender but by the cops who sat there, interrogated him,
and
tried to get him to
and
confess
also,
without his parents ever being there,
but
which
the
is illegal.
Was he actually
he was
gave
black,
her a Cleveland steamer?
No.
The guy wasn't black?
I don't think so.
Really?
What guy?
I don't recall.
Football player?
Yeah, I don't recall.
He's black.
Was he?
Yeah, he's black.
I don't recall.
Football
him.
Player, black.
No, he's black.
That's my decision.
Yeah.
He was black.
You didn't say quarterback. That'd
be
a different story.
You know, racist.
But if you say football
African.
Player, I would assume you're thinking you're talking about a black person.
He's African American.
Black means African American.
No, black is a color. It's not a person.
Yes, it is.
No, black is a way of thinking.
Nigger is a way of thinking.
Objection.
It's also a lifestyle.
So that's what you've been doing. That's what you've been doing.
That it is a lifestyle.
Well, no, the other problem that comes
oh no, that's
about,
ghetto. Never mind.
The other problem that comes about from something like this is
Thug
that
life.
Thug life.
When things like this happen, then eventually it's going to get to a point where legitimate rape victims, you're going to have people just look at them questioning whether or not it actually happened.
And that's how you stop rape.
No, that happened to the lacrosse team. I forgot like where they were at.
Yeah,
like,
I remember
like,
that too.
It was
I remember
a
that
whole
too.
Lacrosse team that they were like almost convicted of rape, and somehow they were able
gang
to prove
rape.
That that these guys did not even touch this girl because
no.
She was a
oh,
slut.
She saw saying like,
yeah,
they
she had legitimate sex with other guys, but tried to put it all off on them.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Yeah.
At least they at least they stuck it as a team.
But see, didn't she eventually get charges brought against her for lying?
I think she did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Okay, then how in this case the chick doesn't?
Let me look it up.
Because the only thing I can think of where it wouldn't happen is since it's been 10 years, the whole statute of limitations.
All I can say, ladies, is you want to stop it, stop rape, say yes.
Yeah. You don't want us to lie, but then you lie.
Yeah.
Like, you want honesty.
Stop rape, say yes. If not, here's a rape song. My sister learned it in college. In one of the classes, it goes like this. Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my private square. R-A-P-E. Keep your penis out of me. You sing that to a man in front of a group of people, I'm pretty sure you'll get out of rape.
Yeah, but your stepdad will still enjoy your little rant.
He sing the song. Sing it. Sing it.
This is my private square.
Make me laugh.
It should be a private triangle.
Yeah.
Triangle?
It has no ring to it, huh?
No. So you just ruin everything.
What's that shit in your fucking wrist called?
Oh, the Triforce. Yeah.
It's your private Triforce.
This is my private octagon. No.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Damn.
What if you put in like pussy square or something like that?
Yeah.
Twat square, twat squone. The cunt.
Hit the right celebrity. There's the pussy square.
I played that in elementary. Pussy square. They got rid of Foursquare.
She just threw a dodgeball at the pussy.
Yeah. Or my hand. I don't know. Worked both ways.
Yeah, okay. So the woman who falsely accused the three Duke University lacrosse players of rape is being held without bond in connection with stabbing of her boyfriend. So apparently there's like a murder in there. But, you know.
Or
with,
attempted to.
Crystal Mangum, 32, was charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, inflicting serious injuries, but she was not charged with
false allegations.
She's
a woman.
Because she's a woman.
She's sensitive.
That is bullshit.
That's horse shit.
I can't stand that guy. That shit.
Oh, fuck. She was also like
men
charged
can
with child abuse.
Men can be raped too, all right?
She hitting herself?
Men can be raped too.
They can.
I was date raped before, so.
But you didn't say no.
Okay.
No, that's a true story. I was date raped on like Halloween 2009.
It was desperate times back then.
There were a couple like old ladies. One of them was my
wait a minute.
Was my first girlfriend's aunt.
The old lady
and she was really
girlfriend?
Into me. Oh. And so her and her friends
some bad corn candy right there.
Yeah. Her and her friends like drugged me because
this, right?
Like one of them is a one of them is a drug dealer.
Candy corn lady.
And so
BBH.
she drugged me and I don't remember that night. I remember like I showed up at the bar about 7 o'clock and I remember up until 7:15.
What costume are you wearing?
Yeah. I was Hawkeye from MASH.
Let's just say you took a really hot shower the next morning.
No, I took a good like, rape shower.
Unclean. Unclean.
No, see, that's what caused it. He showed up as Hawkeye. Had he showed up as Radar, he would have been fine.
Although the sad thing about that story is
yeah, but I can't recreate the fucking retarded hand he has.
The saddest thing about that story is he's never going to remember the best sex of his life.
That's a crime.
I'll give you a high five from here. They're ugly, like fucking old-ass women. And there was videos of me that my friends took.
Well, there's videos you don't remember having taken?
Yeah, and I'm dancing with these old ladies that were fucking ugly as fuck, and I'm making out with them.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that on
bad.
YouTube?
No, I told them to delete it. They fucking deleted it.
Those are horrible
at that
friends.
Point,
I would have just said that I deleted
those
it.
Those are horrible friends.
Me too.
You know,
I would expect nothing less than these guys to say I
deleted. Oh, that shit. Going
I look on YouTube every day till I found it, though. But
he checks every day just to make sure we don't have nothing.
I wouldn't be your friend if I wouldn't post that on YouTube.
That's
I know.
Good point.
That's a good friend.
Right? What kind of friend deletes embarrassing videos?
Yes.
I know.
I'd be hoping to see it on Tosh.0 and make you famous. Maybe a web redemption. Instead of making out with older ladies, the heavy redemption, let's see if you can make out with this actually hot girl. He's like, I can't do it.
He starts shaking. A girl.
They roof me again and have a thing.
They roof me again. They have a hot girl. They have a hot girl next to a fucking old-ass lady.
Then they roof me and see which one I pick.
See what she picked. There's a little flashback scene going on.
This is the fucked up part. I'm looking through all, like...
You turn around and make out with fucking Tosh.
I'm going through all of these, the different, like, what's happened, like, within the, like, the last few years with this woman. And there's no conviction or no even like allegations of her lying. Like there's nothing about that. But it's all about all this other shit, like child abuse, fucking domestic violence,
that's
shit
like
that.
That's like this. That's
you know, she's just a fucking bitch.
That's like that thing with the teens fucking had to. They were getting charged for rape when they're putting cigarettes and pull sticks in their fucking pussy.
Oh, I remember that one. Okay, that one technically is.
But
that
was, they actually I think they were. They declared innocent because they said that she was like, you know, aware of everything going on. Well, could you imagine being the jury having to watch that shit? Like, you know, she's not even of age. You have to watch it.
She's passed out drunk on a pool.
I don't think I can watch that.
I'd watch it.
Well, no, you fucking watch it.
You'd be sitting there in the fucking jury box whacking it.
He wouldn't even have to whack it. And I might get to see some shit like that.
Oh, you're in jury duty now.
Yeah, I got jury duty.
Jason's a hero.
What's the case?
I can't tell you.
I can't talk about it.
It's funny thing about
the best thing I ever had was my DUI because I'm not allowed to be on this jury. It's nice.
Really?
Yeah, I had a jury. Like I had like when I moved out here I moved into this house, they had the I got like a summons.
I thought you just lived in this room.
Yeah, well, for the most part.
And so
I called them up and said, like, I can't really show up or something. Can I postpone it? And they're like, oh, I just pulled up. You have a DUI. Yeah, no, you're good. Don't worry about it. I was like, sweet!
So it's all take.
Thank God!
It's an expensive way to get out of jury duty.
it's an expensive way, but apparently it was worth it.
One of my buddies, his grandfather, when he was younger, got permanently excused from jury duty.
Because apparently, apparently retards aren't allowed to be on jury duty.
No, you're a retard if you are on jury duty. Or if you like me and want to be there,
you know,
I don't want to work.
I've been summoned.
I wrote that down.
I've been summoned multiple times, but every time I call, it says your thing has been canceled. Okay.
Yeah, I've only been summoned once, and I got that.
I've never been on jury duty.
I did the whole, you know, call this time in the morning. Like, fuck, all right. Got
I just want to do it just to try it.
They told me to call back in 2 hours.
Dude, when I went to...
call back 2 hours, you've been excused. All right.
When I went to my first jury duty thing, and like I was sitting in the room, I didn't know what to do. I brought a book, and I was reading it for a while, and I got bored. And
yeah, don't bring a book.
He brought those.
You could bring a book, but bring multiple things. I had my phone, a book,
yeah,
a crossword puzzle, and my DS.
I had a razor at the time. This was in like 2000.
He shaved during the jury duty.
And so I walked over. I see a couple people. I'm like, hey, you guys want to play Scrabble? Because we have like a board over here. And so we start playing Scrabble and fucking bullshit like that.
Who wants to link up and play Snake?
Yeah, that's...
It's just a box with two Chinese finger traps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never... Like, the last time I was summoned was for Fontana. And I thought that was kind of bullshit. They had that...
Why? Do you have an address for that?
No. They summoned me for Fontana. But every time I fucking call, they're like...
Have you ever been pulled over in Riverside?
No.
Oh, okay.
The only time... I've only gotten one ticket.
Did you register in Fontana?
No, I've only gotten one ticket my whole life.
I see. That's how I thought I got in the system.
That was in San Diego for a speeding ticket, but I never went to court for it.
Yes.
I had to pay $400 for that.
God damn.
$600.
Because I never showed up. I fought mine. They just do it. If the cop's not there, you get out.
I don't want to drive to go fucking to court.
You just paid like the
$17. It was right in between San Diego and San Bernardino.
Yeah, that's a good place. Because they're right next to each other.
Dude, but look, I was in a fucking... I was in a piece of shit car that was filled to the brim with our fucking shit because me and my sister were going to... the baby had just been born. My sister's baby has been born. I live with her. We were going to my mom's visit. We had the fucking car filled with shit.
Are you the dad?
This was a... It was an old-ass Saturn. The car... barely hit 60 without going like that. Then she said I was going 90 miles per hour. But you know what, she was bullshit because she's like, I was going 90 miles per hour. She's like, you know what? But I'll make it 80 so you can go to fucking class. I'm like, bitch, you know that. Yeah. I was like, bitch, you know you don't want to fucking lower that shit because you don't. Like, she's trying to make quota. She see me. But I was by myself on the fucking one lane and she drove up behind me.
She saw two Mexicans in a car full of junk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for the help. The last thing I want is go to school.
Yeah. She's like, she's like, I'll put it down to 80 so you can go to drive to school. I'm like, bitch, you know you don't want to fucking do that. You're just being
a fucking... That way she doesn't have to worry about showing up to court.
Yeah, I'm like, let me race you and see how fast this car goes.
All right.
She just outran her.
All right.
Oh, yeah, outran her. Yeah, she'd probably fucking tail me and I went off the freeway. She could have went in reverse and probably cut up with me.
No, but I got to go today, and it's funny. They asked me to come at 1:30, and I thought that was awesome.
What, you went today?
No, I went on
1:30, really?
On Thursday.
Oh, that's why you were off on Thursday.
1:30, you were off like on 8 Friday, o'clock too, in the morning or nothing?
No, I called on Wednesday, and they said, we want you to come at 1:30. So I was like, I was fucking cheering at work, and I fucking told my supervisor, like, I can't come to work next day because I have to be at jury duty at 1:30. I don't know why I said that, but still, like, if I have to go to jury duty, I don't have to go to work.
Yeah.
That's how I see
They're required by law to give you the day off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have to.
But
exactly.
Because there's two things I thought. There's like, if your work doesn't give you the day off to go jury duty, then you don't have to go jury duty. But if your work is day off with pay...
I get paid on the second day. Guess what? I get paid since I have to go on Tuesday now.
But okay, that's so that's story. All right. But if your job...
UPS is paying you?
If your job... If you call jury duty...
The box company is paying me.
If you call jury duty... If you call the jury duty place and say, my job won't give me the day off...
I don't want to get off. I want to go.
Your work
doesn't want to get off?
No, the point is, your work is required by law to give you the time off for it. They're required by law to give you the time off because it is your civil duty that you are required by law to do.
Not every job's allowed to pay, though.
But they have to.
They don't have to pay you, but they have to give you the time off.
Yeah, so...
Even if it's like a big fucking O.J. Simpson trial where it goes on for 2 years, they have to hold your job for you.
Yeah.
They are required by law.
but I get paid to do it.
Because you're doing God's work.
Yeah. That's what I'll tell him.
He's a weekend hero.
So
a weekend warrior. He's cruising down, you know, Route 66 on his fucking motorcycle. Fucking asshole.
So I get there and fucking, like, they got everyone there, made three lists. The first list,
they
everyone
check out
had to
twice.
Go home. Yeah, then Santa Claus came, and then we got coal, because we have to go upstairs to go to the fucking jury room and shit. So then they fucking had everyone in the fucking room, had 150 people in the room, and some of us were standing, and they started going to his like, if you have a reason, you can't be here, and you have the reasons why you shouldn't be able, like, you'd be able to get off. And the biggest one is vacation. So you had a vacation plan? So basically, you could make up a vacation, because there was no one actually verified shit.
Me and my family, we had plans to go to Atlantis.
Yeah, not wait, not a fake.
We
place.
Have
just
a weekend full of Castle Park going on.
Atlantis is a real place. It's an island in the Caribbean with a big ass hotel. It's the
you've
largest been, water pike in the Caribbean.
You been like the you've mythical been, place you've of Atlantis.
You've been watching a little too many commercials there, Steve.
No, but yeah, you could pretty much say I have a vacation.
My
schedule
kids need to get wet. Yeah. My kids need to get wet.
But people would fuck up the day, like from the day to the date. And people's like, oh, I have one on Tuesday the 8th. Well, like 8th is actually a Thursday.
And I have reservations.
Like, oh yeah, that's what
Sizzler.
I meant. That's what I meant. And like, it's so suspicious, and they're stuttering as they're talking, but they fucking still let them off.
Really?
I have reservations at Sizzler's tonight.
One guy said, like, I have vacation. My kid's sick. I take care of a family member disabled, and like, I have to have a doctor's appointment the same fucking time. It's like, dude, you're fucking taking everyone else's excuses. What the fuck?
Yeah.
It's exact. And just like, no, you go. You're
dumb.
Fucking fine.
Your kid is sick, so you're going on vacation. That's great.
No, these are all things he has coming up the exact month the case is going on.
How does he know his kid's going to be sick that month?
Because his kid has AIDS.
That's when I pull up my phone. I have a vacation, sick. And I just booked it right now.
I have a vacation. I'm going to visit the Hitler Museum.
I'm going to be power. In Texas that
We're
month.
Going to Germany, everybody.
Hey, Hitler. That's all I got to say. I don't want to do dirty.
When they ask you why you can't do it, you just pull out a banjo.
But people develop their whole life just to get out of that certain part. It's like, why don't... Because they don't... If you get out, it doesn't get you off.
Uh-huh.
It just diverts it to another time.
Yeah, yeah they'll call you in again.
But then they think in their head that they're going to be back in this room again. Not like you just sit in the fucking original room and just wait to get kicked out right away.
Yeah. See, it's
in their mind, they think they're going to be in the exact same room and have to make an excuse again.
So it's not the same thing as when you call and you're excused, so you're guaranteed not to be summoned again for 2 years?
Yeah.
It's not the same thing?
No, it's a year. It's every year.
No. If you do the phone call thing and...
It's not physically possible, Carlos.
Well, I'm just finishing real quick. If you do the call thing and they dismiss you, yeah, you're guaranteed not to be summoned again for 2 years. And I think now it's time for break.
No, it's just time to cut Steve off.
I know. I'm tired of him talking, so can
Me
we just
too.
Go to break and just yeah. fucking, like,
I need
get
to
our
kick.
Again?
Whatever.
I need a cigarette. I need a cigarette.
The daughter fixed the burgers. As you reach for a second beer, Mom says grace, she's ruined her place. The coolest tears are on her face. Two car garage, a master truck, her tits on firm. At least there are murder that is good. And all those are good. Kill the Democrats. It's a bunch of witch and tax.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
I've always found it unnerving, walking into a sex shop just to find my father looking at masturbation sleeves, or my brother leaving a filthy 25-cent arcade with a gross red hue on his face. It's disgusting. I need a place to go where my disgusting family or friends won't see me perusing porn or looking for some sort of stimulation that vibrates. Well, Eden Fantasies is a sex shop online that you can trust. Eden Fantasies has toys for girls, guys, couples, just about everyone. Now, my sex life is better than ever before. before. Who knew I could squirt? Want to find some real sexual satisfaction? Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com. There is a link there on the right-hand side. Click it, and it will take you to Eden Fantasies. It's the sex shop online that you can trust. All you have to do is just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, click on the link to Eden Fantasies, and get yourself some peace of mind. It's not just a show. It's not just a network. It's free. The Wedge Radio Network.
Now, wait a minute. You just asked him if he wants to go hunting with you, and he can hunt with a bow. You guys hunt with bows. I thought you hunted with a projection on the screen.
Are you talking about a video game hunt or something like that?
Waka Waka.
No, you don't even hunt. You go and you watch movies.
So?
That's not hunting.
That's not hunting. Hunting is when movies? You leave the projection screen and you go out to the woods and hunt.
Oh, like, oh, I know what you're talking about now. I was drowning you out.
What we do at the camp, what we do at the camp, but we actually get out of the camp and go out into the woods.
Yeah, but you even, do you like even leave ass. The camp?
Yeah. Just because we have luxuries.
Other than the shit in the woods.
Just because we have luxuries.
Well, let's talk about what we're already talking about, like we know, like other people know. So talk about what Eric does for camping.
We know he takes a fucking RV. He uses propane. Doesn't do any real camping cooking. He throws
fuck
a fit,
that. We
throws
fucking,
a fit if he doesn't have a projection screen.
We fucking I'm
a,
we steak, I mean, you're baked you're potatoes, fucking.
You eat a bunch of food. Remember, you're disappointed because
we had spaghetti. We actually ate one day. We had spaghetti with tiny sausages sauteed with bell peppers and all that stuff and garlic and garlic bread.
Well, yeah, good breakfast.
Oh, breakfast! Breakfast is potatoes, omelets, refried beans with bacon, sausage.
But I like when you told us.
Actually,
last
we
time,
eat better than most people eat at their house.
This is just camping.
This is a camping, yes.
I like when you're disappointed because you forgot the projector.
We got screen. A propane fire. We got a projector going on.
Yeah,
they
had the 22.
We have a movie. We have a movie every night. We have two bottles, fucking case full of beer.
Last time you were completely disappointed. You forgot to get the
projector. Yeah, I forgot to bring the projector. It was kind of upsetting.
Yeah, but then like the next year or two, they plan on getting a satellite dish.
Yeah, my brother's gonna sell a dish
really,
for
like,
his.
What
for
the fuck kind of
you guys are roughing it, man?
Yeah, what the hell kind of hunting is that?
You fucking sleep in the tent. I'm not.
I think they go up there and they just plug in the whole plug and play deer hunter.
Don't you do that to get one with nature again? Not just like
you get one. With it. See, you don't know until
just
you actually
walk
go
in
out
the
there.
Forest. Does not seem walking like for
you. Stay out there. You sit.
That's
on,
not hunting. No.
You stay out there. You sit on the fucking chair. You fucking out there
sit
naked.
In a chair,
I'll
drink
fucking
beer,
hunt you and,
see
if I can
something
hunt
come
or not.
Along.
You're shooting
I'll
rabbits.
I'll give you an hour to run out as far as you can and see if I can't track you down.
I don't think you're good.
No, shot you. Oh, you be fucking running an hour. You gonna run like 20 feet? I'll find you. I'm gonna have to shoot you. You'll be fucking laying on the ground already, fucking healed over. Fucking coyotes eating at you.
He's all covered in mud like predators.
Coyotes.
If you want to go, if you want to go and check it out this year, let me know. I'll take you.
I don't care.
I took my friend Tony last year. He had a blast. Hunting license only could cost $20, dude. Best pro shot.
He had a $20.
Think I made a money.
I shoot. This year I'm shooting with a .30-30 lever action, dude.
So you took your friend last year and he had a blast. He's the only person who liked the Green Lantern movie.
No, everyone hated it. It sucked.
I didn't even know how
he said
joke
he had a blast.
Irrelevant.
We bring a stack. Okay, basically
it's a shitty film.
We always have. We always
that was a far fetched joke.
Yeah, that was. I don't know what the hell you're going with that.
That was a far fetched.
That was not.
We always have movies to go because my
he
mom.
He agreed with you to shut up.
My stepmom really buys a movie every Tuesday, and she has a collection of over 3,000 movies, actual DVDs, not fucking burnt or nothing. They're actually bought ever since for about fuck. I don't even know how many years she's been buying a movie. Every movie that comes out on Tuesday, she buys it.
Damn.
And really? Take people to my dad's house and they're like I'm like, you like movies? Like, yeah, okay. Walk to my dad's house. There's three fucking shelves. Okay, one shelf is up here and down here. And there's a movie right here, a movie right here in each shelf. She has three cases filled with fucking movies up and down. That's
crazy woman.
I couldn't even count them. I fucking stopped counting at the end of it.
You could burn those all into one disc, one Blu-ray disc.
She has seriously. She has about. She has
just make a data file. Just
she
all
has
of it.
Over 2,000 movies. I mean, I don't even know. But they're not alphabetical or nothing. So when you're finding a movie, you gotta fucking search through all those fucking shit to find something.
Just having to do a decibel system first.
The only one my brother puts, like, you know, he looks at Adam Sandler, says all the Adam Sandler movies down there, and then all the other movies.
Oh, he organized his shit.
He organized his shit, but nothing else is organized.
That's weird. Why does she buy all those movies all the time?
So your brother still lives with your parents?
She has a shopping problem. He's only 18.
Oh, okay.
My little brother.
And he's listening to you right now. With
your parents. What's your excuse?
Yeah.
You have a shopping problem?
Hmm? No. My stepmom, she likes to shop a lot.
Really?
Movies is one thing, and then,
is QVC one of her favorite channels?
No, she doesn't shop like that. She shops bargain-wise.
So she's a smart shopper.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind it, because every time I go, man, she gets me the same thing every year for Christmas. She gets me cologne and a year of Xbox Live.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't mind. That's why I have an Xbox Live. She always buys me a year.
I like the cheer in his face when he has his fucking drink.
All right. One year she bought me a DS.
Speaking of Xbox, they're saying Xbox Live, the next Xbox 720 should be out in November of next year.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
No.
Well, not because we're not exactly ready for a new console yet.
They say that there's a contract between Blizzard and Bungie for a new game called Destiny. And they're thinking they want it part of an exclusive package, part of their new system coming out. But they're also making another system, like an Xbox Lite type of thing.
I don't see a new system coming out for at least
and they want it the same time
3 years.
No, 2014, they've already announced it.
Yeah, I don't see it.
This year's E3, this coming year's E3, they're not going to show it. They've already stated they're not going to.
I heard that too.
2014, they're going to finally debut it, show the world what it is, and then that holiday season is when they'll
be. I don't even see it coming out then.
Before. I do.
Not the fact that...
I mean, these systems are actually pretty old now.
But the thing is, even if it does come out, Xbox 360 is not going to be obsolete. People aren't going to go buy the new system. People have bought...
There's that transition for a few years where, you know, like, they're going to still make games for both of them. But eventually
It's not going to be as bad as PS2 and PS3, though. That's the thing. People are still going to keep the 360. As long as you make games for 360, there's no need for them to buy a new console. No need for anyone to even purchase
you
a new
say
console.
That, they say that with every fucking console coming
out.
No. All you do is just bleed.
But they just gradually fade away.
Graphics aren't bad enough.
The only one that gradually faded away was the difference between PS2 and PS3. They still kept pumping out the same games for both consoles. When the Xbox went to 360, they quit making games for the Xbox. They stopped.
And even then, you got people that had PS2 to switch to Xbox because they couldn't afford the new PS3. They went to Xbox 360 just so they can play those new games.
I have to say, I do find one thing funny. We did a show earlier this year where we talked about close to the same thing, and all your arguments you're making on that episode, you did complete opposite counter arguments for.
Well, it's been a year. He has to wait time.
It hasn't even been a year. No, because in that episode, you stated that, no, the moment the 720s come out,
if you
want
to hear the episode, you go to ripandhalf.com.
Sell them off and get the brand new one right away.
No, they're not going to, depending on the price.
Yeah, and see, and a lot of what you're saying now is the same shit that I said, and I fully agree with.
No, basically what it is, whoever, if they're going to announce a 720, people are going to save their pennies, people are going to snap. But the problem is every console has glitches the first time it comes out. Nothing's perfect the first time it comes out.
Yeah, the 360.
You think about Xbox, how many fucking models has Xbox been through before they actually got it right?
Five.
I mean, not.
No, they stuck with the same design for a long time.
I'm not necessarily saying the same design.
Internally, they did a lot of differences.
They have the arcade. They had the Xbox 360.
You only bought an arcade.
They had the arcade.
Regular Xbox.
They had the arcade. They had the pro. That stayed on for a while. Then they came out the Elite, which was a little better. Didn't get Ring of Thought. And then afterwards, it was bad. And then they came out with the Slim. And then they came out the 4GB Slim and the regular Slim.
Wasn't it the Pro that had the Jasper in it?
Huh?
Wasn't Pro the one that had Jasper in it?
What do you mean?
Because, okay, when they first came out with when they started doing first gen, second gen, third gen, fourth gen, all that, the differences were their CPUs and the motherboards inside. That was a huge difference. So they had different names for them.
One of them was Jasper. They were all the same. They were all the same. The only thing that was different is how the coolant on the CPU. So basically, you get the arcade. you get crappier equipment with it.
Yeah.
So basically,
and no hard drive.
Basically, everything, no hard drive. Even the power supply is different.
Really?
Is that a brick? The fitting on and everything. No, it's still brick, but the fitting on everything, like, you only got the 2-prong instead of the 3-prong cord going to the side. So eventually it's going to fall. It's not as well made.
It's not grounded.
So basically, the more you spend, that's how Xbox was kind of smart. The more you spent on your things.
I know people who only bought the arcade version is when they went to get when the regular version fucking got the red light of death.
But the thing
they ship it out.
Oh, yeah.
Buy arcade. Use it, send it, and then return that. And when they got the real,
well, let me
back.
Tell you what I did. Okay, I
yeah,
we know what you
I
did.
Got. I got an Xbox 360. Modding was big, so basically I got my Xbox 360. My friend convinced me to mod it. I modded it, brought it back. Xbox actually found a way to detect that you modded your 360.
And so then they banned the console.
So they banned the console. My whole complete console is banned. So I was like, you know what? Fuck Microsoft. Fuck this. I went and bought a new Xbox, swapped out the internals from my old Xbox to my new Xbox, took my old Xbox back, and then that's basically how I got a new Xbox.
Well, no, you know how they figured out how people were modding, don't
you? And you want to know where Eric lives.
No, because every...
Don't get me wrong. I love Xbox and Microsoft, but I can screw them right back.
Yeah. No, but every single game has a certain code in it, so when you're playing a modded game, you're playing in, say, somebody else is game. It's the same fucking code on the two of them.
No, the code's actually... They actually had a... This is a newer times when I'm...
Chances are
mine was a newer time, so they actually... The codes were different.
The game disc, they actually
found a way to make the codes different on the game disc.
Oh, okay.
But the fact was,
because that was how
found a way to trace straight to your Xbox that it was modded. That's the only reason. That's why they didn't mod your. Because if they found that you weren't playing a modded game, they banned you. But you know, ours were undetected until they found a way to actually trace through your Xbox and ban your whole entire Xbox.
Yeah, because the fucked up thing about Xbox is what they can do is at any time remotely turn on your system and do a scan.
I remember that. I've heard of that. I heard people like talking about they'd be asleep and all of a sudden the Xbox would turn back on out of nowhere.
Yeah, because a buddy of mine was telling me about before I ever got my Xbox, he was like, dude, it was fucking weird last night. I woke up and my Xbox is fucking running. And so I'm looking, I'm like, what the hell?
But
and all of a sudden it shut itself down. I was like,
this is the thing.
Can your Xbox brick itself?
What do you mean?
Like the way like a cell phone can. Like if you got a stolen cell phone and you can remotely brick it.
What?
Like, okay, remember the guy...
You mean block people from accessing?
No. Or? Okay. When the guy found that the prototype fucking iPhone.
Okay.
Okay.
And he had it messed with it a while and then announced that he had it and the guy fucking reported it lost. Fucking somehow, you know, fucking Apple found it.
Xbox can't do that.
So, why not? They have connected to your fucking Xbox Live. You're connected to the internet automatically.
They banned it.
They banned the console.
If you can't get online, it's useless. No one wants to fucking play offline all the fucking time. They want you buy Xbox because of the great online fucking play.
Yeah, they still want your business. So what they do is they ban the console, but not your account. That way, you can still go buy a brand new Xbox and play with your existing account.
Oh, just enough to keep it good with you. Like they didn't.
Okay.
In other words, it's just it's a way to make you have to buy new.
And the reason why I argue about this Xbox being better than PS3. Okay, PS3. They claim to have better graphics. Graphics are the same. Even on most of the games, you can argue. Some guy argued about this Xbox. He's a PS3 fan. The thing is. Most of the games were coming out earlier. Xbox had actually pushed the higher resolution on their games other than PS3. PS3 weren't even pushing the resolution as high until like later on in the year. Another thing is PS3 has free online play, but the reason we pay for our online play
better
is
security.
Because it's better security. They never fucking break down.
I remember that fucking guy hacked it.
Like. They don't get hacked. The online competition is so much better than fucking PS3 competition. You play on PS3, you're so fucking bored because the players on there, they're not high competitive. No one ever has mics. It's laggy as shit. I don't care what PS3 you play. The online play is always fucking like... you can tell there's something different. PS3 controllers were fine back in the past. The thing now is... They're uncomfortable. They're not...
To me, that's not a shooter controller.
Once you played on an Xbox controller... You realize that the people wondering why there's a high thumb, low thumb. It fits perfectly. You look at your thumbs. Your thumbs aren't meant to be equal with each other.
Yeah, I agree with that. The way the analog sticks.
Yeah, the analog sticks. The way your thumbs are placed, they're not meant to be equal to each other.
I think
lifting one thumb up and the other one down is a more comfortable feel, and plus having that trigger helps. The thing is, if you play like a Mario Kart 3 on PS3, you're using the right bumper trigger to shoot. Mm-hmm. That's not a natural feel. Even the trigger sequence on a PS3 towards the bottom, it's still not a natural trigger. Trigger feel.
I feel the same way. Like the ergonomics of the fucking 360 controller is way better than a fucking PlayStation 3 controller.
Regardless,
it just feels more right.
Regardless, I don't. If Xbox does come out with a new system and they do just like make it just beyond what things are in a more advanced, it's going to surpass the PS3.
I agree with that. I think, however, the one thing that needs to be adjusted for the controller, as great as the controller is, you have the one thumb stick up here.
There wasn't much difference between the Xbox and the 360 controller.
No, there's a huge difference.
Is it?
Yeah.
Besides being an overall shape.
A brick versus
okay,
shape.
It's the D-pad. Here's the exact... I can tell you exactly what the difference is. The difference is... between the Xbox and Xbox controller is bigger. Xbox 360 is smaller. Obviously, you can see that. Xbox controller didn't have right-left bumper. They had the black and white buttons.
Unless you bought
Xbox 360 controller has switched the black and white buttons to the right, left and right bumpers.
There are special controllers that actually had the black and white on top for the bumpers.
Yeah, that's way.
And they're usually aftermarket.
They break. They don't want anything like that.
I had one that was actually really good.
Yeah, there's no.
Nobody liked the old Xbox controller that had the black and white buttons underneath the like A and B or whatever.
No. I mean,
hell no.
It was so inconvenient.
Lee, go back outside.
It was so inconvenient. But any aftermarket products, then it's not gonna surpass any.
But mine has fans in the handles.
Yeah. shit.
One thing I'd like to see was Mad Cats was retarded. No, one thing I'd like to see with the controller, because
finger slippage.
Even though you have the left thumb stick up top, which is a great feel, you still have the right thumb stick in the same place, which is the same place as the PS3 controller. So you're still having to stretch a little. I would like to see both thumb sticks up top where you can put the buttons down below. The thing is,
having your thumbs both at the same level at each other, it's uncomfortable.
See, I wouldn't think so, because you're really close
see,
to
having,
it.
Having both
Whereas
thumbs
you're
here,
sitting here like this,
okay, go like
awkward.
This. Grab your phone, go like this.
He's grabbing his phone. No one can
feel how awkward that feels. And then put
I type like that on my phone.
I know, that's all fine. But put it like that and feel how more comfortable that is, that you don't have to strain and keep your thumbs together.
No, but that distance, your thumbs aren't together. They're separated. The same distance, but you have the right thumbstick up top. Instead of having to reach almost halfway.
I guarantee the way the Xbox controller is flawless, it's perfect. They do not change a damn thing on that thing. Except for the designs of the thumbstick pads, because those things don't last worth a shit.
Yeah, so you do prefer the thumbstick pads of the PS3.
Actually, I did, but now I went back to the Xbox, and they're actually a lot better. I just wish they were more well structured and designed.
Well, one of the complaints you had, though,
the thing is,
the depression in the center. You'd rather the round.
Okay, the thing is, I learned about Xbox 360 thumbsticks. Other than PS3, PS3 thumbsticks, they're oval on top, mm-hmm. which is fine. Thumbsticks are incaved.
Oh, they have divots.
Yeah, they have the divots in there. The thing about the divots is the reason why they did that is because there's a lot more control and less slippage than the PS3's, you know, bump thing. And the thing about a PS3, you play a PS3 controller and an Xbox controller.
Nerds!
The thing about a PS3 controller and an Xbox 360 controller is PS3 controller. The joystick's really loose.
Ogre.
And that can be a big problem with first-person shooters. The thing, Xbox controller has a little tighter feel and a lot more control with the aiming process of a shooter, which PS3, you turn to shoot for somebody, you'll fucking fly.
Yeah.
You have a lot less. I'll put down a shit on 3.
But that also
you have a lot less control.
I'd say that depends on your sensitivity, though.
Yeah, the thing is, you have a lot more control.
Straight out of the box with the same fucking controls.
No, I mean my sensitivity is in-game sensitivity. You go to the options, choose your sensitivity.
Yeah, but the thing about fast sensitivity, say you go like this, you can't control because your thumb's slipping regardless of whether you're going too fast.
See, I've never had slippage on the PS controllers. I actually have.
I've had a lot of slippage on the PS3 controllers. I used to have a PS3. And I just didn't like the feel of
I
it.
I had one for an hour. That's the thing. And I sold it.
Oh, I sold mine for a lot of money because mine was the original PS3 with that was backwards compatible.
The big ones, yeah.
Oh yeah.
So those are actually you look online for backwards compatible PS3, they're still worth like $600.
It was funny because when I sold mine, I guess when the guy got it, I was in line when they happened. I sold it for much money, and the guy kept emailing me because I guess somehow the delivery fucked up and his fucking controller was broken. And like, I never answered him back. He kept emailing me every day, like asking me, like, "What do I do? My fucking remote's broken." I was like,
"Buy another one." You know what's funny is my friend just.
I feel bad sometimes. I found his address one day.
My friend's PS3 overheated, and it was broken. So he looked found the guy on Craigslist. He said he'll trade a new slim PS3 for a broken PS3, which kind of made me funny.
Oh, Stan,
which shows how much PS3s are worth. You can actually trade a brand new slim working PS3. He traded it for a broken fat PS3. Useless.
See, you
it's
know,
one useless product for
that's actually one thing I like to see Xbox doing is backwards compatible.
Especially because that one is backwards compatible. Yeah, so actually
Xbox used to be backwards compatible, but then they stopped doing it.
No, they were backwards compatible out of the box for certain games. Other games you had to download a patch for. And then there are other games that had no patches. And, you know, me personally as a consumer,
and
I would rather...
As a consumer? Is that what you consider?
Yeah, I'd rather the backwards compatibility because, you know, let's face it, other systems do it. I'd rather this one do it too as opposed Xbox to I own this disc, but if I want to play it on this generation, I have to rebuy it on
and the reason why PS3 is so obsolete compared to 360 is because 360, Microsoft had a better marketing fucking... idea than PS3. PS3, you bought a PS3, everything comes with it. Wi-Fi comes in it, your controller comes with a battery. Xbox, you have to buy the Wi-Fi, you have to buy the controller. That's why they made so much more money than PS3.
Yeah, because they sucked the money out of your pocket.
Which is... No, you don't see anyone...
And
the thing is, you don't see anyone complaining about it, and you see Microsoft making more money. We're paying for it online. We're paying to buy... points to buy things online. I bought a controller, but then I have to buy the rechargeable pack.
That's what I hate too.
I have the white controller with the black rechargeable pack.
But you know what?
I bought a plug and play for $30. Came with the battery and the charger cable and all that.
Aren't you the frill for it?
$30? That's like $10.
But you think a PS3 is still more expensive than an Xbox right now?
Don't tell him.
All right, I think with that we are going to commercial break.
Thank you for this nerd hour.
Is that a half hour?
It was something.
The way radio should have been, the Wedge Radio Network.
I've seen it many times before. Lame, boring, irreverent shirts that people think are clever. They're not. If anything, people will look at you with disdain for having such horrible taste. It's true. I've seen women roll their eyes at dudes who sport some sort of split personality joke that was funny in 1997. If only they were funny, right? Well, I ran across this website that actually made me laugh. Out loud, even. T-shirt hell. Here are just a few of the different kinds of shirts they have. I'm part of the 99% that f***ed your mom. There's a picture of Noah's Ark and it says, God is pro-choice. So how about one that shows a stripper dancing and it says, I support single mom. All you have to do is go to WebsRadioNetwork.com, hit up the link for T-shirt hell, and don't be that douchebag.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside to help de-pussify the world and to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
All right, and we're back with Rip in Half here, part of the Wedge Radio Network.
And the crazy thing is that we're on Stitcher. Do you know what Stitcher is?
No, tell me, what is Stitcher?
Stitcher is like Pandora, but for talk radio.
What's Pandora?
You don't know what Pandora is?
I know what Pandora is, but please,
Mr.
I listen to Slacker Radio, okay?
Mr. Wedge, please tell us, what is this? What is this newfangled thing called Stitcher?
You can hear the Wedge Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. I don't know what "and beyond" means, but
that's where the mugs are.
Oh shit! On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? If you don't have Stitcher, why don't you just fucking download it? Be a part of America. Just download it. It's free. Download it for free today at Stitcher.com. Or on the App Store, Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You asked for it.
All right, so we're back. You just heard about
Jason,
how to get all of us on Stitcher,
like
which is nice.
Jason looks like he just seen something very confusing.
Yeah.
He walked outside, and I think he got raped, dude. It was horrible. It's, like, his face looked
make it a quickie.
Did you see,
I got a show to do.
Do you see wrinkly balls?
Oh, no, that face of his is like, I just saw my own penis.
You see what Carlos is going to look like in 30 years?
I look like what Carlos is going to look like in 30 years.
You look like what Carlos is going to look like in, what, 6 years?
He committed a crime, and it's like, it was him and see me.
There's a story about this guy who, his identical brother did something, and he got charged for it. And he did time.
I've heard.
And then it came
like
out. It came out that, oh, that was your brother. I'm sorry. Like, that sucks.
Mother.
That sucks.
Because no one's gonna believe that. Like, I have a twin brother. It's like, yeah, right. We heard that story before.
Yeah, exactly.
I swear.
And he didn't confess for years.
There's also another story about this woman who was stalking like a woman policeman. She had the word God, like, tattooed on her forehead.
How'd she get the police force with that? Oh, the other woman.
No, the other one. The other woman. And that's, I guess they found her easily.
No, you know what's fucked up? I've seen stories of people
doesn't
who
doesn't sound too hard to find.
Yeah.
Really, the woman has God on her forehead. Is she God?
I don't know. It's like having a swastika on your forehead. Oh, wait. I think that's already happened.
No, you know what I think's fucked up is I did see the story one time of a guy
who was a good guy.
He was another guy who was falsely in prison. And at least 20 years later, when they found out that he was falsely in prison, the DA told him straight out, the only way we're going to release you, even though you're innocent, the only way we'll release you out of prison is if you sign this waiver stating you will not sue us afterwards.
Brought to you by Mini Bundle.
No, fuck no.
Yeah, no. If you did not sign it, they would not release you.
I'm innocent. You proved me innocent.
Yeah, but they still wouldn't release you.
No, sue them. Sue them in prison.
Is your zipper broken or something?
Yeah, no, that was the fucked up thing. The only way they would release him is if he signed a waiver.
That's bullshit.
That's
bullshit. It is bullshit.
Show it up for you.
So what happened?
I can't.
He signed the waiver to get out. It was another guy who was falsely imprisoned for rape and murder.
Really? Was he a football student and he was black and there was...
No, this dude was a white redneck getting bred.
He deserves
I don't believe that then.
He deserves being in jail.
No, white people should never have done that.
You can't rape a sister.
You know what? You know what? That football player was wrongly accused, like the black guy in the Green Mile.
The one with the mouse?
Yes. did that movie almost bring it to
No, the Green Mile with the guy without the mouse.
Yeah. That movie almost brought a tear to my eye at the end.
It was a good movie.
Yes.
A good
movie. It was very sad.
No, the fucked up thing is the dude got electrocuted with the dry sponge.
Oh, man. Oh. That was not funny at all. I didn't laugh.
No, it's all about the sponge. Up. Yeah.
No, there was also that one dude. Didn't he, like, touch the cage or whatever that's around him, like the jail cell, and get electrocuted, and then he ended up, like, marrying Courtney Stodden?
What are you talking about?
No, he married Courtney Stodden.
After,
do you know who that girl is?
Is this the true story?
Yeah, no, that.
Oh,
it's
based off the true story.
Did
yes,
he truly get electrocuted?
He was on the Green Mile and he married this chick.
Oh, you know what I'm talking
16.
About? It was the asshole in the Green Mile and he married the 16-year-old. Fucking hotter than hell. This girl is fucking
the guy from Lost.
I don't know if she was.
I want to bang this chick every day of my life. Yeah, he was on Lost, too.
Yeah, he was on Lost. Yeah, okay. I didn't know him from Lost.
I want to bang this chick every day of my life.
They got kicked out of the pumpkin patch and shit. Yeah.
He married her, and she was 16 at the time.
Yeah.
She's not still of age yet.
No, I think she's 18 now.
She's 18.
I think she might be 18 now.
It's probably 18 now.
Yes, I want to rape this girl really every day
like,
of my life.
At 16, she looked old. So like when
I know she looks like she's 40, right?
She's like 30 now.
No, you're showing bad pictures. This girl's hot.
Even that.
He shows nothing on Woody Allen.
I don't care. This girl's hot. Yeah.
That girl is hot.
She is.
And natural tits.
What?
Yeah.
Yes, those are all.
Oh, natural.
Those are all amazing.
Find the picture. I want to see him.
Oh, okay. This guy is fucking right there. Dude, it's gross. Just to even think about him having sex with her is just like.
Well, the funny thing is, like, she looks old.
Yes, it offends me.
No, the funny thing is, she looks old and he looks young. Like, the dude that she married, like, he's right here. Like, he has a baby face.
Click on him.
He has an old baby face. That's like.
Oh, well, you're talking about the asshole fucking guard.
Did I not just say that?
I heard asshole. I didn't know you meant guard. I thought you were talking about the asshole inmate.
He was the hippie dude from fucking Lost, remember? He was part of the Dharma District.
God, look at
those are not real.
Those are real.
Those are real.
They're real. She's 16. She didn't have a breastplant at 16.
Yeah.
She's like in her 20s and she's fucking 16.
No, yeah. She's not 20. She was 16.
No, I know she's
only
not,
18 now.
But she's like she's in her 20s.
Oh, she looks barely. Yeah, she does look now. A lot older, man.
No, I remember when this story came out now, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a body shot off her.
Makes you wonder how much he had.
I'll lick my own jizz.
Makes you wonder how much he had to pay the parents to sign the waiver stating she can marry.
Oh, they were okay with it, right?
Yeah, they were. Because
they loved him. They thought he was the greatest guy in the whole world.
That's all I'm asking. Yeah, of course he's the greatest guy. He paid them how much money?
None.
He's
really
poor.
None. He's a mediocre actor.
Mediocre or not, bitch, being a filter, you're getting a lot of money.
Don't do that shit, man.
Anyway, man. Yeah, now you're getting all fucking scared, huh?
Because you're spilling shit on the table.
Fucking pussy.
Scorpion's getting
scared. Calm down, children.
Can't even fuck a drunk girl.
That's why.
You're going to hold that to me the rest of my life?
Yes.
Of course we have to.
And you realize fucking, for that, you're
fucking a raper?
And you're fucked up gold t-shirt. Yeah. Jason said, oh, raper? No, you guys are both drunk and willing.
Yeah, so those kids.
Your status as a man has dropped a lot.
All you saying is, I'm going to rape her.
She looks old, though.
That's why, no, that's a weird thing.
You shut your dirty mouth.
Yeah, there's no way she looks 16.
She looks like she's 44.
Looking good. She's 44. Imagine what she's going to look like.
No, she's looking good.
She's
going to
be hot for the rest of her life. That's what she's going to look like.
No, she's
as long as she keeps it up. You see how tight her body is?
I bet you.
She's going to be fine.
She's going to look great the rest of her life.
She's going to be fine.
No, that's...
she's in a pool full of soapy water. I can't see how tight her body is.
Well, let me pull another picture up.
That was his trick to see more pictures.
Steve's just getting a little weird. He wants to see more pictures of...
He wants to see more pictures of the guy. Let's see.
Oh, they look like...
I see the Jason.
They look like a lovely, weird couple.
I know. That was strange.
It's not creepy at all. As a matter of fact, it looks natural.
That's not her, is it?
That's her.
It's Courtney's son.
God.
She's doing like the whole 10 thing.
She even looks good.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
She looks good in braids.
Oh my god. That like oh, she's.
But your pussy's like this tight.
You know, I don't like gold, but even that'd be
I bet you the top lips match the bottom.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, hell yeah. Just look at them sideways.
Yeah, say just flip the horizontal and we're good. I bet you they're just as nicely painted, too.
You lick the sand of her pussy?
Oh, yeah. Who would say no?
Who to what?
A gay man?
Who would say no?
No to what?
Well, licking the sand off her pussy.
Depends. Oh, man. Her pussy could be fucking Chewbacca down there. I don't give a shit.
Exactly.
I can tell you, if she's drunk, Jason would say no.
I don't want to rape her. Well, actually, he'd be smart because she was only 16.
Well, it's a comparison picture.
Well, apparently her parents are okay with it, so.
Well, Derek was hot, too.
Look at that fucking, like, camel toe.
Oh,
right
yeah,
there.
That's
look,
good. That's
look, Bo that's Derek has know. A thick fucking pussy.
That's how you know you're in for a ride.
Oh, yeah. Like, look at that pussy. Like, just on that picture right there.
You've never had a camel toe?
That's a thick
toe?
One. That's a thick one.
Nah, man. Dude, you never lived till you did the camel toe slide.
Hell yeah.
Who would you actually still pick, then?
Who'd I
still pick? Who
fuck do you think I'd pick?
The 16-year-old.
No. Okay, no. No. Okay. Who would you pick? 18-year-old Courtney Sutton or 18-year-old Bo Derek?
Bo Derek was hot.
She was very hot.
You had to show an 18-year-old Bo Derek.
I'd go with Courtney.
I'll go with Courtney.
At least in that picture. She's 18 in that picture.
In that comparison picture there.
Oh, that's old Bo Derek, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd fuck old Bo Derek, too.
Yeah. She'd be on my sloppy seconds.
Bo Derek is nice all the way around.
Hell yeah.
I don't like the fact, though, that both her first and last name are
you
are
girls
guys
sisters?
Names.
Hey.
I'd fuck the whole cast of fucking Golden Girls.
I don't like the fact, though, that her first and last name happen to be guys' names. You can't be in mid-quarters and go, oh, Bo, or oh, Derek.
What do you say when you come? You're like, oh,
you're just yelling guys' names?
Fucking you.
Oh, ha. Yeah. It's not like, oh, Bo, I'm going to come. Then you sound like a prison inmate.
I'm a dirty bitch. I'll fuck the whole cast of Golden
there's
Girls.
There's that one song that went by
Bo Burnham.
Bo.
Yeah.
That's what I'd sing.
Well,
Bo. Okay, granted.
She is.
You're saying
you're
that,
fucking Bo.
Yeah.
You're saying you're fucking this girl.
Shit, I'll fuck the Bo
you're
I know.
You're banging her. But at the same time, you don't want to say her name, but if you're fucking like Liza Minnelli, who's going to say, oh, fuck like Liza?
Who the fuck wants to fuck Liza Minnelli?
You don't make me come, I make me come.
I sing that one song, Dear Liza. Hole in my bucket, Dear Liza.
Like I said, you can't be picky this time and age.
When it comes to Liza Minnelli, you can.
Or nowadays, back in the day with Arthur, you know, like Arthur 1, Arthur 2.
No.
It's a fucking hole.
Her mother was hot, she is not.
It's a fucking hole. Just fucking put it in there and just get used to it.
Exactly.
That's like fucking Jabba the Hutt.
It's not the same
thing.
That's
not a real person.
That's fiction. It's
like doing it.
Okay, it's like Roseanne.
She's a perfect
fiction. It's like Roseanne.
No, you know what? Roseanne.
Hey,
that's Roseanne.
If Jabba the Hutt was tight and juicy, I'd fucking stick my dick in it.
Liza Minnelli is not tight and juicy.
You don't know that.
No, she's loose and sloppy. But then that is another experience.
Which role are you
itself.
Talking about?
See, now that makes me feel smaller than I was. And I wouldn't enjoy it at all.
No,
apparently John Goodman is hung.
He ruined it for everybody.
Hey, Roseanne is a sexy bitch.
No, Liza Minnelli's mother was hot. You know, fucking Dorothy from Oz, she was hot. Up until she died of heroin.
Debbie Reynolds.
I'd fuck the white witch.
Yeah, Debbie Reynolds.
That bitch is sexy.
Oh, fucking Glinda, the good queen?
Yeah.
Debbie Reynolds or her daughter?
Actually, you know what's funny? Is the white
pull
witch.
Up a comparison.
I mean, he doesn't know who that is.
No.
Who?
I know the name. I can't just put a face to it right
Whose
now.
Whose daughter?
His daughter.
Debbie Reynolds or her daughter?
Ryan Reynolds.
I choose Ryan Reynolds.
So dreamy.
Just because I think...
Wait, Ryan Reynolds is Debbie Reynolds' son?
I think he's a
no.
freak.
Daughter.
It's Carrie Fisher.
Carrie
Fisher. Like Debbie Reynolds or Princess
Leia. The maker of Fisher Price.
Okay, it depends. Which Leia?
Nowadays.
I fuck those old bitches. They're probably freaks.
Let me see Debbie Reynolds.
She's right there with her daughter.
Carrie Fisher.
Okay, I'm nearsighted, and you're talking about thumbnails.
God damn, I forget.
You're talking about of now?
Let me bring that shit up.
Carrie Fisher, Blues Brothers, all coked out.
The one to the right.
Left or right?
The right.
That's Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher's on the right.
I'd fuck her.
I think I'd go Debbie Reynolds. She looks.
Who would
like
you rather? That one.
Carrie Fisher.
Thank God you're
She looks like she's still a freak.
But Debbie Reynolds looks like a freak.
Look at that look she's giving you,
man. Debbie Reynolds looks like a freak. Carrie Fisher looks like a pissed off dyke.
They both look like
she does look like a pissed off dyke. That's a weird thing.
No, she wants you to pull her hair. That's what she wants you to do. She look at that look she's giving
she
you.
She was one of the few
like
people who was saying
shank her mother in the throat.
She started saying that John Travolta is a faggot. Like, she said that. Like a long ass time
now
ago.
No, I hate her.
And she said it again like a couple years ago. She was like, yeah, you know, John Travolta's gay.
And yeah, now she's at parties now saying I was right, you know?
Yeah.
The massage shit, I'm right. Right?
No, now she's fist pounding people.
High five. It's like, I told you. Bump. Did I not call it?
She's all giving high fives. She's like, what are you doing?
He's the one that I want.
The fuck's
ooh,
a
ooh,
high five?
Ooh, ooh.
The fuck's a high five?
Is that the one? Who?
Oh, my, I'm sorry.
I just
Devils.
Realized you just made the same fucking joke.
Now, out of the three,
that's how you know you guys are the fucking same person.
Now, here's a good question for you. Speaking of Carrie Fisher, out of the three Star Wars films she was in, which version would you take?
Jedi. The fuck's wrong with you?
when she was 16.
No.
Screaming at you, that's the
oldest. I'll take the kind of overweight New Hope one.
Yeah, she did have a fucking baby face in there, yeah. The baby fat face.
No, I like the whole, like, the metal bikini.
Okay, yeah, no, that's an obvious choice. We're nixing the slave Leia.
Okay.
Oh, without slave Leia involved. That's obvious.
That's not the same question.
No. Okay.
Stupid.
Carrie Fisher from all three films minus slave Leia.
Empire snowsuit.
No. I would say there is something sexy about that.
I like the mystery.
It was all nice and tight form.
No. Because there's something sexy about her kissing her brother.
When I fuck her, I'm going to tell her to say, "I'm your brother."
No, you know what? I would say end of Jedi, Ewok party, where she's wearing that Ewok maid dress, because you know they didn't make no underwear for her.
No, I'm going to.
She's fucking bare under that.
I'm going to have her scream.
But creatures crawling up in that. She's not going
to
know.
When I fuck her, I want her to scream Luke.
I want to jerk me off.
Luke,
my
I am your sister.
You won't blow me, Luke. Perhaps your sister will. No!
I want her to have my hand that got chopped off and jerk me off.
just take it off.
It's called the stranger. Just sit on it for half an hour.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that's like the ultimate form of the stranger. And I bet you Luke did that.
And then when I come, I'm gonna say I am.
No,
your
he
father.
Dropped it. Went all the way down there.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about jerking it with his robo hand.
Oh yeah.
Because you know he ain't gonna be filling that with a hand. So that's like the perfect stranger.
I would be too afraid. I think I would like accidentally clench
and
the thing like my head would pop off.
And when you come, you said I am your father.
You just have this cold dead hand on you all the time. That's weird.
You think so?
Like
the extra mechanical hand.
There is a story. Like this woman, she was a paraplegic.
Weird to have a whole fucking mechanical body like Darth.
No, there was this woman that she was a paraplegic, and they set her up with like a robo hand, right?
Uh huh.
And with her mind, she was able to drink from it. And so what she eventually did was take the hand and have it start punching her in the face until it killed her because she was tired of being an invalid.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
No, you know,
but the fact that they, you know, with your mind, you can do things. It was an implant.
Are you sure someone didn't take the helmet and say, "Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Oh, because you can't, stupid."
You know what's crazier than that? Are those rare people who have like this mental disorder to where they fully believe that a part of their body should not be there. It doesn't belong.
Yeah.
And so they will go to great lengths to get rid of the body. Like the guy who stuck his entire leg in a thing of fucking dry ice and froze it to death.
Yeah.
Just to force the doctors to amputate.
Because he felt that his body, that part of his body felt foreign and didn't belong there. There was a woman who felt that she should have been an invalid, and so she found a way of making herself an invalid.
Yeah, she got herself paralyzed.
Imagine that body part with your penis.
What are you looking for?
No, there are people who did that. There was a chef who was asexual, and apparently he cut his dick off and he served it to a bunch of people.
Would you eat it? How much would you eat it for?
That's a good question.
If he sautéed it up nice, you know,
if you knew,
it with some vegetables.
Do you know you're going to eat someone's dick and balls?
Oh, you could tell.
Are they same?
If you could tell,
it depends. Like maybe it looks like meatloaf.
He grounded it up. No,
I have no idea.
What if he grounded it up and made it to a meatloaf?
So but let's say you knew. All you guys.
Okay.
If you knew that this guy cut his dick and
his
balls off, and he served it up as a meal.
How?
How much would it take you
to
eat that?
How was it prepared?
That?
Okay, hold
it
on.
Was prepared like it was a okay. Like not just okay.
I guarantee.
I would say like let's just say that it was prepared so it will be delicious.
I guarantee. You wrap this penis up in bacon and fry it up. Steve will fucking devour that thing.
Hey! No,
penis wrap bacon. Steve.
No,
will
aside from the bacon, it has to be sautéed in butter and garlic.
Okay,
I just don't.
Serve with sautéed mushrooms and onions on top.
So bacon, Steve would eat it for free.
Oh, next time Mr. Wedge invites us a dinner,
yeah,
we're not gonna eat.
We know it's on the menu.
It was like I have no cock anymore. Life sucks for me.
Now, here's the other.
I pee out my shoulder.
Now, after dinner's over, he slits his throat.
And then Jason looks at it and says, "This is it."
Now,
there's no seconds for anybody.
I thought I wanted leftovers, but I guess not.
I was expecting a meal, and all I got was an appetizer.
I ate before we came. Can I get a doggy bag?
Now, we're supposed to, of course, transcend the fact that, oh, this is cannibalism. That plays no factor into weirdness.
No, it does not at all.
It tastes delicious.
We're accustomed to eating people by this point, then, right?
Let's say at this point, you know what it is, but it doesn't bother you, and you know it's going to be delicious. But for what it is
it happens to be
what
caught.
Is going to be the cost
and it
of
be,
you eating
on.
That.
It can be prepared any way I want.
Smothered in
yes.
cheese and all that.
Okay, it's prepared any way you want.
So you get tacos?
No, he's like, I want some cock pizza.
I want it in lasagna.
Well, from what you just said, we know what it is and it doesn't bother us, so why should it cost us anything, you know, if we know what it is and doesn't
fuck
bother
that.
Us?
Fuck that.
No, I'm saying it doesn't bother you because you are going to have to eat it.
Wait, so it doesn't bother us the fact that it's human. That's the catch.
That's the catch. It's okay. Because it's
Who's
human.
Who's paying us to eat this thing?
Yeah.
No, we're willing
Jesus.
To do it.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus?
Who gives a fuck?
Jesus
I don't
got bad
money.
Even Jesus have money.
You know,
he's a fucking carpenter. Come on.
The guy who mows my lawn. He's just curious. It's a social experiment.
And Juan doesn't have money either.
You get paid in oranges and shit.
You get paid in, like,
okay.
lawn care.
I want a million pieces of trinolary gum. That's what I want.
I wish I would pay in gum.
Oh,
but no,
Beau, it sucks for me because I work on telephone wires.
You know, I do.
Fuck that guy.
I live by the saying is I don't care. As long as
my Jesus gum tastes like wine.
If I can eat it, it doesn't kill me and it tastes good, I'll try anything once.
So you
it's
will
your dead baby.
You will put a cock in your mouth.
You know what?
No,
oh, yes, he does. Yes, he would. Yes,
we're talking
would.
About eating one.
Yeah, I'm not.
Sure. And I want it ground.
Hold on.
It's not in a cock shape.
You guys were going
to
pay money
ground,
to have.
I want to ground it up.
Yeah. Strictly food wise, because look, you got deer penis soup. They fucking have Rocky Mountain oysters.
I've
all
eaten
kinds
Rocky
of,
Mountain oysters. I've eaten.
Yeah, there's a lot of. Let's face it, there's a lot of stuff from different animals from that region that are okay. Who's to say that human dick and balls cooked in a certain way isn't going to. Fucking taste okay. I think it'll be a little chewy.
You kind of got happy when you heard that.
Don't knock it until you tried it. But if I'm getting paid to eat it, I might eat it.
No.
But how much?
What if
how
you're
much?
How much?
How much?
And it has
you
to be less than your John Travolta fucking
this
pitch.
This question is hard to answer until the money's actually in your face.
Yeah.
Like, say...
Oh, you're playing poker.
Poker. Look, I'm saying like this. Say you said, okay, I won't do it for... I will only do it for $1 million. That's just how I'm saying right now.
That's more than you'd fucking
okay,
throw
John Travolta. Shut up. He said, okay, and then the guy comes up with $500,000 in your face, cash money.
Uh-huh.
That changes a lot of things. With that money right there, you're touching, you're like, damn, this is my money.
Yeah, because one thing to think hypothetical $1 million is another to be presented with even half that. Bam.
Right in front
all
of your face.
All you have to do is eat this one little fucking
There's
dish.
A lot of things you can think. You imagine what you think about a dude with $500,000?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Wedge would have a great studio.
He might even go on a trip and meet Courtney Stutter.
Yeah. Matter of fact, he probably quit the fucking show.
And then he can tell her, I ate man penis.
You never guess what I ate. Mancock.
But you know, funny story.
As he's like sitting on a beach and shit, like with
That'd
a bunch
a
of women, like,
story.
Hey, you know what I do with this? Ate some cock.
They wouldn't care.
That's how you guys got here too, right?
Everyone's all laughing.
Just go to Mexico.
Then we got this show.
Hey, you know what? Just go to Germany or
that's
France.
That's how you got this show.
Hey, be throwing a
hooker. Hey, just go to Germany or France, and it's like a normal thing.
Throwing a huge shindig and starts, you know, dinging the glass. Attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, this party is brought to you by Cooked Penis.
You know, dinner is served too, by the way, after that.
Oh, shit.
How is one penis being spread around this whole party?
And that's a good point because he pretty much like he gave it to a bunch of people.
He gave it to it?
He sauteed it and did whatever, but he served it to a
So there's like tiny pieces of everyone's food.
But you don't
party.
Tell him.
Is one,
is and
it was
funny,
his
funny,
own cock.
Hey.
It was his own cock.
Yeah, that's a funny thing
there.
About food. Like, if you don't tell somebody,
that's funny thing about
if you don't tell
you know,
somebody
asexual.
What they're eating, they'll eat it. But once they find out what it is, all of a sudden they're fucking grossed out.
No, but it depends on what it is. Like, if someone says, like, oh, you ate, like, a pig brain, I'm like, well,
I've had
brain,
it.
Pig
it's delicious.
Brain is fucking delicious.
So they tell
as
you
opposed
right away.
To being, you know, like, you ate
I
cock.
Do.
Did they tell you before?
Delicious.
No. First you
no, I'm
no,
asking
this
him,
funny.
Did they tell him before that?
What?
Did they tell you it was pig brain? Or you just ate it, and then they told you?
No, I ate it, and then they told me it was delicious. Calbrain, actually.
Yeah,
not
cabeza, dude. It's fucking
see,
good.
See, to me, if they tell me afterwards, tacos? I already ate it, I haven't thrown up yet, I won't throw up.
Oh, nothing better than Lingo.
But then if I have Lingo's to add them in my head, I could psych myself into being sick.
You know what I find funny is when you get people to try something and they sit there like, oh, yeah, this is really good.
Dude,
and then they find out what it is and they flip out. It's like, you just said it was good.
Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
No, I used to, my parents went to, they went to Chinatown one day.
You say like a glory hole.
No, my parents went to Chinatown one day and they brought me home this thing of squid.
A glory hole.
Yeah.
Oh, that shit. Any kind of Asian jerky is just salty.
No, this
all
was,
is dried, salty fucking leather.
No, this was a sweet squid jerky, and it was good. And I'm working. I'm working at an insulation company at the time.
Was fucking salty too.
Yeah. I'm the only white guy there.
The only reason why the vagina was salty was because someone hit it first.
There's some soy sauce on that bitch.
Well, no, I'm working there. I'm the only white guy there. Everybody else is Mexican. I'm having them try all this stuff, and they're all loving all that. Yeah, this is good. Then I tell them it's squid, and they flip out.
You can tell it's squid. It looks like a flattened fucking squid.
No, this was shredded. It was sweet shredded squid jerky.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, it was really fucking good.
Oh, that's what you did.
No, okay. Squid is good, though. Squid is delicious. Like, I've been to a place where they gave me, like, a baby squid, and it was pretty much just, like, cooked. But it was in its natural shape, and I was like, okay. So I put it, and I'm like, this shit's fucking good.
Yeah, no.
I'm just eating this shit.
I go to a Chinese place, and they have their own version of a seafood scampi, and it's imitation crab, shrimp, and squid cooked in garlic butter. And there's a lot of times where, aside from the squid chunks and testicles, I'll have full baby squid in with it, too.
That's good, though.
However, steamed baby octopus, not so much.
It depends on what it is, I guess.
Poor peepee boat. Yeah. No, I love squid.
The squid is delicious, I would say.
Fuck yeah. I don't get how people are weirded out by it.
But what about seeing shit on movies? Like, you watch some disgusting shit on movies, and all of a sudden, like, they almost want to throw up from fucking doing that shit.
No.
I've never had that either.
My
story. Like, you ever watching the scene, like, in fucking Stand By Me, and everyone's all fucking throwing up?
Mm-hmm.
And they ever been around people who fucking actually threw up from that shit?
The
like,
only
from watching it?
Well, when I smell someone else's throw up, I want to...
That's true.
The only
what if you ever watched shit in movies that did that?
The only movie I've ever been in and watched people throw up...
You were in that movie?
No.
No.
Okay, I was in the movie theaters watching a movie. The only movie I've ever seen anyone throw up in, I was in there. I watched Jackass. Jackass 2. Jackass 2 first came out. It's like it was the midnight thing.
The peace no come.
No, that's Jackass 3.
No, that was it really? Okay,
yeah,
I forget.
The peace no come.
Jackass 2.
No, that was the first one.
That's the first one.
Yes. Jackass 2. Man, I had two people that threw up in the fucking movie theaters. It's the first time I ever fucking seen that shit.
Really? How does a movie make you puke?
I have no idea, but they fucking puked.
That happened to my mom, though.
That's called... I was about to say that's called being a bitch. I'm sorry.
Don't you spit to my mom.
Jason's mom's a sexy bitch.
I bought her...
I tried to hook up with her at the bar until
you
I
did.
Realized it was his mom.
You did? What?
You found out it was his mom and you stepped up your game.
She was singing that Spanish music on the fucking stage and... I wanted to fuck your mom, Jason.
She's sitting there singing.
I don't want to see his reaction.
See my dad.
No, she's sitting there singing Spanish.
I want to be your new daddy.
She's singing Spanish, and Eric's in the crowd.
Call me Poppy. I'm a terrorist now. I'm a fucking Mexican. What the fuck?
Mexican rapist.
What's the difference? It's all the same.
I like how you want to call him a rapist, and that means he's raping your mom.
You want a new baby brother?
You really
it was really not still considered the same way.
You want to throw a little pigskin around?
Stop, get off my fucking shoulder.
I'll be the hated dad then, huh? Okay.
See if it's radio flyer all over again.
Your mom was a good
see if when I divorce
so
your mom,
glad
I go
somebody
to an
got
Angels
that.
Game.
Okay, Bob.
If I ever divorce your mom, see if we can go to Angels game.
I hate the Angels.
He's a Dodgers fan, don't you know?
I'm a Dodgers
just
fan.
Like his stepdad.
I'm a Dodgers fan too, but that's only when I'm in a really
No, but I bought my mom's that movie failing. Bridesmaids for fucking Mother's Day.
You watched it with the
Is that issue. Movie good? Like I heard that movie was a piece of shit.
No, Bridesmaids. Wait, what's
yeah.
that movie?
Bridesmaids.
I heard they tried too hard.
Is that
the
one with the white chick?
With
the white chick and the Mexican chick from
that one movie, yeah.
Yeah, that movie with the thing and that chick with the guy.
She's pregnant on the one with Adam Sandler,
Yeah, and she banged those two dudes and those two guys and that fat chick's there. That's the movie.
Adam Sandler.
Chick shits herself in her dress. I know that.
Exactly.
Adam Sandler, Chris Rock. What's the movie called?
Grown-Ups.
Grown-Ups. Okay, yeah. She's on Grown-Ups, right? The one that's
I never watched it because that movie's like dumb.
But no, like, I actually saw a good part of that movie.
You know that
is funny.
Okay,
This is what it is. It's interesting because you like to like we as people like to reminisce, and so the reminiscing is what keeps us there. The actual comedy is not there.
No, they had quite a bit of it.
They tried.
But the question I had was that pregnant chick in Grown Ups was the chick in Bridesmaids, right?
No, it was another chick from Saturday Night Live. It wasn't.
No,
her.
It was her.
No,
that was her.
No, it was a chick from who was on MacGruber.
That was her.
MacGruber.
There we go. I never saw that movie. I just saw the trailer.
'70s disco guys.
MacGruber. See, I've seen all those movies that you talk about.
Just for that, where's your restroom so I can give you an upper decker?
I've watched Bridesmaids and it was actually funny.
Because in that
there's a drink. Bridesmaids is not what you Bridesmaids is not what you expect. It's actually a funny movie because that bitch fucking talk. Bitches are psycho in that movie.
No, but is it like chick comedy? Like trying to be like girls trying to be funny?
It's not that.
Who wants to see girls trying to be funny or girls actually being funny?
It's not that. As a movie that's actually funny. That's actually funny, but not like
they don't do chick jokes.
It happens to be funny because it's chicks.
They don't do chick jokes, and they actually do like fucking chicks doing man jokes, like being bitches, like being fucking assholes.
Yeah, that's trying too hard.
No, chicks being assholes. It's not, but it's not.
They don't.
But doesn't that sound like they're trying too hard? They're trying to be like
fuck you.
Yeah. People who actually praise
trying to
it
be like
say
dudes.
They're not doing that.
Okay,
they're trying to be like dudes.
No, I have a big question now. The trailer.
Carlos, you have a question? Someone here has a question.
No, the trailers for everything compare this as being the female version of The Hangover, and I just don't see it. Being
I don't
a
think
part
it's that.
Well, I didn't like.
No,
the
I
Hangover,
thought the female
so
Hangover.
Like,
that'd be
a terrible
the female
way
version
it.
Of The Hangover is The Hangover too. So
I don't like.
You haven't even watched The Hangover.
I don't like The Hangover, so it doesn't matter.
He doesn't like the original Hangover.
I like the original.
That's decent.
I don't like it.
That's the movies are great.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Now,
Hangover 2 was just.
I gave that movie
just,
to my.
No, it's like the female version of Ghostbusters 2.
You walk out.
How's that?
You walk out of that movie. Watching Hangover 2, you walk in the movie and you're like, "What the fuck did I just watch?" Like, it's disturbing.
You just wasted $15.
It's disturbing. It's like, what the fuck did I even watch that shit?
Yeah, I bought that movie for my mom.
Yeah, it's like Ghostbusters.
A few weeks later, she was like,
"Why did I watch it?
Did you bamboo
that movie? I should just stretch the original."
Like, why is this painting doing these things? This is craziness.
Where's the Marshmallow Man? I want to see him.
I want the Marshmallow Man back. I don't want to do. I don't want to have to deal with this goop that's going on underneath the fucking city.
Be right back.
Yes, I want them to reef. I want Slimer to run away and have to catch him again.
Get the fuck out of here!
I don't want Slimer to be a bus driver. I want Slimer to be in the fucking hotel.
Marshmallow Man just left the building. He got offended.
No one steps
into
a church in my town.
No, Bridesmaids. It was actually. I did watch it. It was funny.
You're saying it was decent.
See, yes.
Was it really funny or was it decently funny? Because
it depends on
your
humor, but
because
I actually laughed a lot in that movie.
Because I would have to say because you know with chicks doing things,
I actually laughed.
You have to. I think like the difference between the genders. I'm sorry. Let me. Just
I
finish.
Actually laughed a lot in that movie.
It's actually a good movie. I think
it's a good movie.
No, actually,
no, but like,
I laughed a lot in that movie. I'm not gonna lie,
and it's not because they're funny.
I'm not afraid to say.
Oh, it happens to be a movie with chicks that's funny. It's actually a funny fucking movie.
No, it's a funny movie. I laughed a lot in that movie. It's not what I expected it to be.
Because the way I look at it is that it's a dick and fart joke movie, but there happens to be chicks in it, and they're trying to be like, haha, we're like you guys. You know the cheekiness.
But not
okay,
we're trying to be seen as guys.
Explain it this way.
Okay. Still a dick and
you ever watch a Disney movie and you're like, oh man, Disney movie's not going to be funny, but it's actually funny? It's kind of like that. This is a chick movie. It's not going to be funny, but it's actually funny.
Yeah, well, you agree with that.
Well, no, Disney movies are really good.
You don't expect... It's a Disney movie.
Like a Shrek movie.
It's a comedy Disney movie. You're like, you don't expect it to be funny, and then it was actually funny.
What did you do that
for? Like, this is like... It's like same thing. You know, this is a chick movie. You don't expect it to be funny, but it's actually funny.
He raped my neighbor.
Saying like...
the hallway.
Like,
you can take this fucking...
Old Dogs. Old Dogs. You don't expect that movie to be funny. You know, it's a Disney it's movie. Not that. It's fucking hilarious. No, Old Dogs? Not. No. Fucking Robin Williams is drunk in the beginning of the movie, fucking walking around getting a fucking tattoo in a Disney movie.
Is that an Old Dogs? Or the Old Dogs was the biker one.
It was the biker one.
Yeah,
was
that
biker? No, that's not Old Dogs. That's and, Wild Hogs.
Old Dogs?
Don't try to correct me. Old Dogs. You know, Old Dogs was actually John Travolta.
John Travolta, Rob Williams, and
Sinatra. Nicer
her.
Wow. I thought her pussy was gonna be a lot nicer.
Yeah, that's a really
actually that's nice. Pussy. That's a nice pussy, just not a that's a horrible asshole.
But no, Old Dogs, John Travolta, Rob Williams, and Seth Green.
Yes. It's actually a really good movie. That's like that movie.
Is that the one with the monkey or
funny,
like gorilla?
Yeah, it's funny as hell.
What the fuck?
You gotta watch it without a pedal.
No, without a pedal is stupid. What's funny is that like Seth Green actually went out on like a tour talking about other movies, and he said that yeah, I just made that movie for the money.
Yeah, he's done that many times.
And I was just like, congratulations.
He's done that a lot of times.
I appreciate
that.
He
did it
without
a paddle just for the money?
Yeah, exactly.
I can picture it.
It doesn't matter. Because you know, his name sells it somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, a funny movie, and you ever watched The Game Plan?
It's with
The Rock.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson and the little girl.
That little daughter and
that's a funny movie, too.
It was right after the Tooth Fairy.
No, it was way before
the
Tooth
Fairy. No, it was before the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, fuck you.
We're going to break right into the show.
Fuck, break this shit. I don't want to hear about any of this shit no more. This shit's fucking over. Fuck it. I'm going to finger this picture. Oh.
All right.
Ruin my day.
I think that has been a night then, yes?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
Once we start talking about Disney films, it's the end of the fucking night, huh?
Yeah, you just kind of.
Especially when you call them films.
Films.
I'm classic, all right?
Anyway, so
that's his fancy way of saying it.
This has been this classic or a episode of Ripped in Half, Put of the Wedge Radio Network.
Don't do that voice. I told you not to do that voice ever.
I didn't say the D word.
No, that voice sucks.
Slap him in the face, that voice.
Thank you.
I don't care.
It is
nobody else is.
He brought this as a good idea. Episode 2 of our original show.
It was a good idea.
It was never a good idea.
It wasn't. It just stuck.
We'll get a good guy to fuck you in the ass when you hear that voice.
I cringe when I hear that. I hate editing that shit out.
I do the same thing with Roach. Roach does the same thing. He tries so hard.
I wasn't trying hard.
I try so.
No, you're trying hard.
I'm not trying hard. I was just ending the show.
No, you weren't.
Don't end the show ever again.
No, we are a fat roach.
Fatter roach.
I was going to say, is there like, okay, what is roach then? Skinny roach? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Actually, go back to last week's show comparison. You look thin. You're a darker
white, he's a fat
light skinned roach. No, but that has been ripped in half.
Has it?
I guess it was.
Has it?
I don't know.
How's it?
I'm giving you 30 seconds and 1 minute.
You're giving us 30 seconds and one
okay,
minute?
Okay, okay. See what we gotta do. Okay. This is Mirror in Half. I'm Jason. Say your fucking name!
I can't remember under pressure.
I didn't remember his fucking name. You. Talk.
Shut up. I'm Steve.
You've been Steve? I'm Eric. You go to fucking wedgeradiosnetwork.com and you go to fucking our site and
rippedinhalf.com.
Thank you.
Rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com.
My Twitter,
hey, guess what?
Yeah, thank you.
And also, Ripped in Half.
Oh.
The Wedge beats us if we don't
have
do
one.
This
we just don't do it.
Are we done?
Are we? Come on. No Emmys and stop. All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a good night.
You already fucking
No talking.